listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
That's you with that badass Benz, huh? That's you that can't keep old lady because you keep fucking her friends, huh? You gotta go to court, huh? You gotta serve the subpoena for child support, huh? That was that nerve, huh? You ain't even get a chance to say a word, huh? I know I ain't tripping. That's your brother got them birds, huh?
Hey, welcome to the Blackout Test Podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
And we're in the house on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
A football Sunday. Post-Thanksgiving Sunday. Walking Dead season finale halfway point Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Into the Badlands.
Into the Badlands, like week three, week four Sunday. Okay. You know, but that's my shit too now. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. Very importantly, we have a lot of people's favorite guest. Y'all listen to her episodes when she comes on. Like, I still think she has two of the top five episodes for downloads this year.
Yes, she does.
And of course is a podcast host in her own right, half of the Good and Terrible podcast over at the Cold Slither Network.
Mm-hmm.
It's our girl Mel, aka Beauty_Jackson on Twitter. What's going on, Mel?
What's up? How is everybody?
Good. Glad to see you. You could come on, man. I know you've been under the weather.
I have. I went a little hard in the paint last weekend. I was celebrating my birthday and I'm old. So body don't bounce back. Plus, I was around a sick baby.
Oh.
So, you know, and like babies are tricky. Babies are like why I know God is real. Because God is like, I'm going to take this short, bald, toothless motherfucker, make him shit on himself, and you're going to think it's like the cutest, best thing in the world. And then he's going to get you sick. So I had baby germs, so I was laid low.
Oh, man. Well, I know, yeah, babies, like, I don't know what it is about babies being germ factories, but it's like the sicknesses that they get just kill regular people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like super saiyans. Babies are super saiyans.
They'll bounce back and you'll be like out for two weeks.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. First of all, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
You know, second of all, how was your birthday?
I had so much fun. I feel like some of my fun was probably illegal, but I had a lot of fun. I had way too much fun. The party was dope, which the party is always dope because I know dope people in the venue. This is actually the first time I've had the venue at the same place twice in a row. And the venue was dope again. We had like a little, cause there was like a fight party going on in the beginning. So it was a little hinky in the beginning, but you know, we fucked it up. So it was a good time and I am tired and I wore 5-inch stilettos all night and my toes were like, oh bitch.
They're like, we can't do this no more, dog.
Cause usually I bring my flat. And this year I didn't. I was like, I'm gonna be a grown up all night. I didn't even bring a big purse. I bought clutch and I had my big old shoes. I did do Uber. Like I didn't walk a lot of places. I did Uber. So that was a good thing, but still I was like dancing and walking around being a host or whatever. So my feet were screaming by the end of the night, but it was a good time and it made for hilarious stories. And I definitely walked into my hotel barefoot. If anybody ever is looking for a hotel to stay in DC, stay at the Hotel Palomar because it's dope and they're dope. Like any of the Kempton hotels are dope, but I love the Palomar. So that's where I was and they didn't judge me for walking in at 5 a.m. barefoot.
Do you always do it big for your birthday?
I always have a party. The only year I didn't have a party was when my son was sick.
Oh, okay.
I started doing stuff for my birthday, I guess, when I was around 20. When I moved, I would do like little things. Like I went to a strip club for the first time, I think like on my 26th birthday. So I would always do something.
Oh, how was that?
And then when I turned 30, I went on a cruise and, I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to do a little bit more every year for my birthday. And so it just got bigger and bigger. I started doing like we would go to this little club and have fun or that little club. And then I did a house party and that was dope. And then like, this is the third Mardi Gras or fourth. This is the fourth Mardi Gras. And, we have a good time. We have a good time. It was scaled back a little bit this year because I'm poor and I didn't like get king cakes and enough masks and beads and all that. But, I shouldn't say I'm poor. I am, I am financially stressed at the moment. Yeah. And so I didn't do as much, but it was still a good time because the people are good. Like, I know good people. And so that's really what makes it dope. And they go up for me. So that's what matters.
I had a question about strip club. I've never been to a strip club. The closest I've ever been is, what's that place up the street off of Tavola?
Men's club.
That's the closest. I don't even remember if I ever been through the doors of that.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever been into a men's club.
It's very interesting going to a strip club as a woman. You're gonna get a lot of offers for lap dances. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get a lot of free nasty shit. But that's like, yeah. Those ladies like to show out.
Now, when you go to the strip club, do you go with the strippers where it's ladies, or do you go right. with the strippers where it's men?
Ladies. I don't like male strippers.
Yeah.
I don't want your dick sock in my face.
yeah. For some
reason. Yeah, I don't understand the dynamics of the male strip club because it's so weird because it's like, you know, like, it's, hey, it's the male strip club. Now come in and suck my dick. It's like, wait a minute. Hold up. Yeah, who's charging who?
Like, girl strippers are fun and like, it's sexy and they like touch and stuff like that. But male strippers are nasty. Like, you're not about to play fuck me on the floor in front of my friends and possibly the bride to be's mama because you want an extra $5. No, sir. Get your dick out of my face, put it away, and go call your grandmama because you're shaming her. Don't do that.
Right. You don't want to shake your balls in your face. You're like, dog, I get that somewhere else. I don't want to hear.
Yeah. But lady strippers are fun. If you ever go to DC, Stadium is a good like starter strip club. Like, you gotta go to the hood strip club at least once in your life. Mm-hmm. But Stadium is a good starter strip club because it's kind of like it's kind of glitzy and the girls are pretty and the vibe is like really nice and clean and fun and whatever. They've got this girl, I think, I hope she still dances there. Her name is Diamond. She is amazing and I love her. And if she listens to your show, Diamond, choose me and let me love you.
but you know, and I guess for me, just out of my pure, lack of knowledge, I would be scared, especially down south, cause I know the laws vary across the country for it. You know, down here you can get naked. Some places you're not allowed to get naked. Some places you're not allowed to touch them. And all that type of stuff. So I don't.
They normally let you know the rules on the way in. Like, it's right there on the door normally.
Okay.
And sometimes even the bouncers or somebody might tell you, you know, like here, depending on the strip club, like you can't wear hats and shit like that. Some of them, you know, and all of them tell you not to touch the dancers. But that is like a line that moves depending on the club, cause,
right?
You know, like a lot of black strip clubs just be like, you know, you can get you a touch if you don't get, you know, caught
or too aggressive.
But you be in a men's club trying that shit and you fucking get walked out that door and fucking around with them white women. So you gotta know, fill out the place.
Yeah, and that's what I was gonna say. You just kind of have to follow the social whatever. You have to follow the not drunk guys,
right?
You have to look at the women and follow the not drunk guys. Like, the guys that are drunk, they'll do what he's doing because he's about to get thrown out. But like the kind of chill, like, follow them and then kind of just follow the dancer's lead because she'll let you know what she's comfortable with doing. That's never led me astray.
Have you ever been to like a gay strip club or a strip club more targeted towards women or LGBTQ?
No, I have not. Not yet. I feel like that would be interesting. But I haven't because I tend to go with, I always end up, not always. Yeah, no, I typically end up going to the strip club with guys a lot. Okay. So, it tends to be, you know, like the kind of hetero vibe and so, but I have not yet, and I lived in DC, so there had to be some. I wouldn't go to one in Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh is scary. Mm. Like, Pittsburgh socially is just weird. Like, it's not a party town. It's a go to work, go home place. So it would probably be hood as fuck and I'd probably get shot in the shoulder like Avon and I don't want that. So.
this part, someone in the Kaz always in the chat said, I went to a strip club once. It was in Houston. It had a barbecue pit outside. What?
I believe that. You talking about Houston?
Yeah, it's just that she got robbed. That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. That's like, see, that's one of the reasons I don't go to strip club is all the ones I like are in the hood. Like, I had to go with a crew. Like, I can't be rolling up in their dolo. I need my boys or somebody to know the lay of the land And right now I only know one dude like that, and I can't kick it with him because he's too slimy. You know how you had that friend where you like, what you doing with a half off coupon to the strip club? I don't know.
Why does everybody know you? Everybody know you. Yeah.
Right. Like, I ain't feel too comfortable with that. So
because I like the, you know, the booty popping, you know, trap music. I'm not going in there to hear no "Here I Am Again" on my own while you stumping hard.
Those are interesting. Now, I went to one of those once and I felt so bad because there was this one lone black girl. This was on Bourbon Street. And it was this one lone black girl, and she had an unfortunate boob job. Oh. And she was working. I have never seen anyone work so hard for a dollar in all my life. I mean, she was pulling out all the stops. And so I think I gave her like most of my strip club money because of Black Power.
out of charity.
So hard. Like, she was cute.
Right.
But she was not the best dancer.
Yeah.
And, but I really think too that it was kind of because it wasn't her music, because they were playing like, you know, that kind of shit in Cherry Pie.
Yeah, Arrows.
Probably ready to get loose to some loot.
Right. That is the worst.
Some Migos, and you're like, what the fuck is
nah,
this?
Nah, Migos is good, Karen. That's fine. I mean,
Migos is okay.
Yeah, I don't like when I go to the strip club and it's like, you know, they coming to the stage, Lexus or whatever the fuck, and then it's immediately just like, here I am! Rock you like a hurricane.
Yeah.
Like, my dick can't get hard to this.
Yeah.
How can I get jiggy with this shit?
Yeah.
Right. Stomping hard. Like, oh, honey, please don't stump a hole in the ground.
I don't understand. Please. Okay, strippers, please stop clicking your heels. Why? I don't get the heel clicking. And I think hood girls are starting to do it too. I don't get the heel clicking thing. Baby, you are not Mary Poppins. You are not a horse. Can you just dance and shake your titties a little bit? Now, you know where I heard the bomb strip clubs are? Montreal. You can do like...
Oh, I've heard that too.
In Canada?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we might have to get a passport.
Yeah, Quagmire said that on Family Guy one time. I remember, like, it's funny because I'd heard it from regular ass people, but it's like once it was said by Quagmire on Family Guy, I was like, oh, it's true.
Yeah.
Right. He be knowing.
He had a whole musical and everything. I was like, now I want to go. But yeah,
speaking of Quagmire, how is Justin? Tell him I said hi.
Oh, he is fine. I played basketball with him yesterday and we had a pretty good time. He's doing well. I will send him your love.
He'll be excited to hear.
Yeah, I'm sorry he's not here to perv out on you today. But I feel like the chat room is sufficiently already been perving. I saw some people that said,
"Hi, fellas."
Yeah, they said they only showed up today for mail. So I this is what she brings to the show. This is why we be having these downloads. So I appreciate it.
yeah, we understand it's not about us. We don't take it personal.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna take it personal.
because I'm here for the boobs too. They on fleek.
Yeah,
I try to keep them on fleek. I do this for you, Karen.
Thank you.
I mean, everybody else is like, I mean, if y'all get it, y'all get it. But this is really for, this is a me and Karen thing.
What's crazy is with the like when people do have the like really bad boob jobs, like when porn stars get them and stuff. Sometimes I'll still watch they porn, but it's like out of charity. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She tried so hard. She
get an A for effort.
I'd be like, oh, you know what? It's not your fault, baby. You couldn't have known that she that was gonna happen to you. You know, it used to be you know, you was fine the way you were, but hey, it's cool. You know, sometimes they just throw them cones in there or whatever and it don't come out right.
She's a real cute black chick. I cannot remember her name, but she got a terrible boob job. One nipple was pointing like way up and the other was way down. I feel so bad.
Yeah, first of all, there's like three of them. But there's one that used to have a tattoo on her ass, and she was kind of like a smallish chick, but she had a real big ass. I know she got it. And that's like the worst I've ever seen. Like one nipple was just like pointing into space. You know what I mean?
Oh shit.
It's like she had polar nipples.
It really was. It was so bad. I felt so bad for them titties, man. I was like,
it's like, did they put the little leveler thing? You know how they level out your wall? Did they not put them on your titties to be sure that they was even?
malpractice. I'm sorry.
Right? It really is. And the thing was, she tried to go back to the porn with the titties like that, and it was just like, no, boo. It's
To be a call center representative now.
Yeah. Right. Oh, go ahead and get them corrected.
Yeah, I felt so bad for her.
You have just sealed your fate as a dental hygienist for the rest of your days.
And then there was this girl.
And nothing is wrong with those jobs, people. I'm just saying.
Nothing wrong with that.
Like, you have to do something else. Because I'm guessing she wasn't really building other marketable skills or getting a degree or anything like that.
Well, you know what? If you put like those titties and like cover them up in just regular life, she would be, you know, beasting in regular life. There's a lot of people that would be like, who is this? Until, you know, they don't got to see that the titties don't match, you know?
And then, like, once she, like, if she meets a guy and then, like, they get home and they get naked. Like, the dudes are so happy that they're in a room with a naked woman.
Right.
The level of your nipples is, like, it's not that they don't pay attention, but it's like, it's not the most important thing going on right now. They're trying to get in that ass. So.
And I remember Adina Jewel, who I think had, like, several names. She went and got her titties done, and that turned out real bad as well. That was not a good look for them titties. It was, you know, but she tried though, you know, and I, like I said, I gave a couple courtesy, you know, charity jacks to it, but you know, she definitely came off my favorites list after that. Now we also, if everything goes according to the plan on Skype, are supposed to have a very special guest today.
I just saw.
And, you know, she's light skinned, so she took
fine as shit.
Took some time to get back to us, and she's running a little behind, but as soon as we can get her on, we're going to try to have a very special guest. I'm just going to leave it hanging until we can get her on, okay, guys?
Don't tell her. She's fine as a motherfucker, though, so
Thick.
Yeah, she is.
That's my baby.
Also, you know, we had a good Thanksgiving, man. We hung out with Nick Jew, Nick from
I love her.
She is awesome.
Yes.
So
great. Yes. Came down here and borrowed our family a little bit.
Yes, inappropriate family.
I like getting I like stealing people's families.
Yeah, you know, I don't mind sharing, you know.
Like, I don't mean, like, stealing, like now we gonna talk shit about you, but I like, now I'm your relative.
Yeah.
Deal with my shit.
I have a pretty cool, typical, you know, black family, and, she came down and hung out with us, and that was fun. We watched, she's a Cowboys fan, the Cowboys played the Panthers, so it was, she was definitely definitely, it was definitely an away game for her and my uncle, who both Cowboys fans. It got pretty bad pretty quickly, but it was she still had a good time, and we appreciate her coming down.
Yeah, I think your uncle said that he's not a Cowboys fan no more. Like, you
he's done.
You ain't an Eagles fan.
Really? He wait. What? When did he say?
Because you know, he normally go hard at the game. If you realize he was quiet.
You know,
he normally crunk.
Philly sports is just.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I feel bad for those people.
We talked about it yesterday on Know the Score, and Philly sports is just Jesus Christ. You're not a 76ers fan too, are you?
No. I'm not from Philly or anything. I only like them because they had black quarterback when I was a kid, and we didn't have a team in America in Charlotte.
Yeah, not to the 90s.
Yeah, so I was just like, Tecmo Bowl, I play with Cunningham, and then they had McNabb, you know, so black QB agenda again. Yeah. And now they got this shit, so.
Yeah, I think here in North Carolina, especially if you talk to like older fans that like haven't converted over, most of them are Cowboys fans, Redskins fans, a lot of Philly fans, Steelers fans, or Atlanta fans.
Yeah. All right. So.
Yeah. Atlanta.
And Atlanta's because of the distance.
Yeah.
Now, we do have, like I said, very special guest. We finally got her on the line. Still light skinned. So she had to go back and unanswer a few text messages before she could hop on. But she's here now. We also had a co-host of Good and Terrible Podcast. CJ, what's up, Siege? Okay, I can't hear Siege. Where's Siege? CJ. Hello.
Oh, she's so light skinned she disappeared. What's happening?
All right. Well, there we go. Well, we got some technical difficulties.
Try to call her back.
I'm gonna tell her we can't hear her on the chat. and we'll see if we can get that audio going. But we'll get her on in a second. But you know, she's unanswering our phone calls now on Skype.
Those unanswered messages are probably lit. Like her phone has to look like her home screen has to look like fucking confetti.
Mm-hmm. I mean, after that story I heard about her leaving that dude on that date, you know, because
seems like no joke.
Yeah, he didn't smell. He didn't use the right cologne or something. Like,
mm-hmm.
She don't play. She don't play, man. She got a high bar, man. She don't tolerate no mess.
She was so mad. She was so heated.
She was like, brute.
who the hell uses, I'm with her. Who the hell uses a brute?
She can hear us, but we can't hear her. I'm going to hang up and call you right back, CJ. Let me see if this works.
Yeah, no idea brute. What that is. What the hell is a brute?
She was heated.
Might as well have goddamn Old Spice.
Right. CJ, you there? Can you hear us now? I mean, we can't hear you. All right, I don't know what's going on with her mic.
We must be muted on her side.
Yeah, make sure you're not on mute.
Maybe she's using Chrome because
she's on just on Skype. So
can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. There you go. Hey, boo.
I hear y'all talking shit. Y'all a bunch. Oh my god, unbelievable.
We love you. We were just talking about the script club for you came on.
Lord have mercy. I don't have any unread text messages. I return all messages in a timely fashion.
4 to 6 weeks.
So do you like overcompensate, like how I overtip, like as a black person and a waiter, where I'm like, all right, I don't want no stereotypes, so let me overtip rather than not.
Go ahead and tell
tip.
A lie. Go tell a lie, CJ.
Well, no, I don't overcompensate because I don't have anybody texting me.
Oh, okay.
See where it is?
Okay. So it's
see
not.
See where Jesus just left the room?
Right.
It's not necessary for me to try to overcompensate because who's texting me? And for the record, he didn't have the wrong cologne. He had on a stinky shirt and it smelled like milk.
That's right. That's correct. Yeah, the stank shirt. And,
he was stank and late. And CJ was not having it.
I'm with you.
She really wasn't having my devil's advocate antics either.
I'm with you. Either be one or the other.
Exactly. Bring your funky ass in here and I've been waiting for 15 minutes. No.
Siege, we're glad you could join us. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was absolutely fantastic. It was great. We had Thanksgiving at my mom's and my brother is in town, and some of my cousins came over, a couple of my mom's friends, and we played games at the end of the night. People fell asleep, and I took their pictures. I mean, it was just a great day.
The itis fix.
Got them.
All right. Now, before I even go any further, because I always get to talking with y'all, and then I forget to do this, I have to introduce our show. this is the Blackout Tips, and you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher and all that stuff. Leave us 5-star reviews. We'll read them on the show. Email us theblackouttips@gmail.com. You can also leave voicemails for the show. Just keep it 3 minutes or less. 704-557-0186. And of course, go to the website, leave comments, vote in the polls, theblackouttips.com or tbgwt.com. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, also, we are sponsored today. I mean, that's always a good thing. I mean, we are sponsored by Shadow Dog Productions, who you know, constantly looks out for your fam over here. They have a Art of Confession trailer on YouTube. It's their latest feature film and it's fucking awesome, as they write in this copy. And here's your first look at it on the trailer on YouTube. Give them a thumbs up and a comment. Everybody's been really supportive of their YouTube channel and they really appreciate it. You know, they get a lot of thumbs up, they get a lot of views, and then when that happens and they're able to go to like investors and stuff, they're like, hey, we're getting a little traction with this stuff, these people like our things. Mm-hmm. So it helps them out. I'll make sure to put the link in our Facebook group, and I'll make sure to put it on our page as well, because you know, that stuff helps out. And I'm gonna put it in the chat right now. So yeah, when you get a second, guys, go click on this, like it, thumbs up it, play it, you know, all that stuff, because they do really good work, for one. But two, they look out for fam, dog. Like, come on. Also, we also are sponsored by Bevel. Mm-hmm, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Bevel is trying to help y'all get y'all shave game up, okay, guys? Some of y'all shave games, y'all went to Thanksgiving and you seen it.
Yeah,
everybody,
you did.
Everybody was like, it's not that tight. It's not that tight. Let's get it back together, guys. Got Christmas. Time to make, never get a chance to make a second impression unless it's talking about Thanksgiving to Christmas, right? You look, came in looking a little shaky at Thanksgiving. Let's look a little better at Christmas, guys. So you can, mm-hmm, right. We all saw that shit on your face and your neck.
Yes, we did.
So make sure you guys go to getbevel.com and use code TBGWT. You can get 20% off of your first month at getbevel.com. That's GETBEVEL.com. And it's day 347 that Bobby Schmurder has been locked up without a trial.
Free hot
really?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Day without three. A trial. His people won't pay for him to get out. Yeah, fuck them people.
Did he get a probation violation or what?
No, they just, mm-hmm. They put him in, the same, jail that they put the rest of the like actual criminal people in.
Wow.
And, they put like a racketeering charge on him, and they locked him up, and his record company, refuses to pay bail.
Yep.
Even though he made them all that money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. And nobody, you know, it's a lot of people that just ignore it, you know, taking it as a joke. But on the real, that's not right. He should not be locked up for this period of time without a trial. He keeps
that's
coming.
A year. That's right, almost a year.
Right. Mm-hmm. His shit keep coming up. They keep denying him, keep denying the right to lower the bail so that he can get out. They're like, nah, you just gonna sit in there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and Chris Rock said it probably almost 20 years ago, it was like the government hates rappers, and that's not untrue. Like, right. It's not untrue, and I mean, he's black, so it's obviously like that's absurd.
Yeah, it's bigger than just the government, though, because it's like his record label has resources and probably has awesome attorneys on retainer that could help them, and they're refusing to put their resources, you know, to use to help him for a full year, and he's a kid, not trying to,
right,
you know, diminish mm-hmm. anything that he's done, because mm-hmm. I do understand that he committed crimes and blah, blah, blah. I get all that. But when you commit crimes as a person of color, then the punishment is always so much greater. And right. I think that if Justin mm-hmm. Bieber had done the same shit, his ass mm-hmm. would be somewhere on fucking tour.
Right.
So. Additionally, like when there's a certain protocol when you're dealing with the justice system. So when you're blatantly not following those protocols, that's just because you don't like the person, or because the person may actually be a criminal. You right. still have to follow those guidelines. You don't get to fucking skirt the rules.
And it's very weird. You don't like him. It's very weird that his record company wouldn't at least bail him out. You know, because that is his earning potential.
Knight bailed out Tupac, and that nigga is terrible.
Right.
Hold on. Everybody calm down.
Oh, you mean Suge Knight is awesome?
You like Suge Knight?
Is he free right now? Is that what's going on? Because if so, then I
mean, Suge Knight bailed out Tupac not because he wasn't being terrible. He mm-hmm. did that because he knew he was going to try to make some money right quick.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah, but I mean,
that's, it's yeah, just, that applies to Bobby. They need to bail him out so they can make the money. Like,
right.
I'm surprised that they pulled this move on Bobby just on some like, oh, nah, we don't need no more hot nigga money. We're tired of spending that money. Like, when did we stop going by business protocol?
Right. And I think my whole issue I have is that y'all right, they don't like rappers, because Chris Brown tap danced, punched bitches, broke the law, did all kinds of bullshit. Mm-hmm. And they was like, we'll pay your bill every time. Come on back. We don't care if you blind your hair and all this other bullshit. And he's motherfucker still free.
I really want to know who he has pictures of fucking a goat, because that's the only thing that explains all the chances he took.
Right.
And I understand, like, I feel like I'm, I'm mixed on the Chris Brown thing because I think he's very young. I think he is, and that should be taken into account, and he's had trauma and all that, so I get that. But I also don't necessarily understand the number of chances that he's had. That's a lot.
Well, the thing for me with Chris Brown is that he crossed over the line to where, like, now he's an adult.
Right.
He's grown enough for me to be like, oh, he's just an asshole. Like, yeah. it's never gonna.
He been crossed that line for me because the excuse that he's just a kid can only go so far. When you 22, 23, 24, 25,
he's
still 26. Right. Still doing the same bullshit. I'm not gonna
like when he was stalking, Karrueche Tran, earlier this year, it was like, yeah, man, you're grown. Like, it's not a thing that we can just be like, oh, yeah, it's cool. Like, don't worry about it. Like,
not cute no more. Leave carrot cake alone and let her be free. Karen.
I don't think he's ever had anyone tell him no. Yeah. I think that's Chris Brown's problem. Like, nobody's told him no. Like, he's been making his money since he was 16 years old, which is really, like, 16 is really when your kid starts getting at peak asshole potential.
Yeah.
And when you are kind of calling your own shots and your parent, cause I'm presuming it seems like his mom's not necessarily I have a 16-year-old. If Tyson was trying to run around being an asshole, he'd get punched in the throat. Like that's just the type of mom I am. I don't think he has a punch you in the throat mom. And that makes a difference. And people always run so low. Fuck you.
Hold on to that. Like, how long is he going to hold on to that till he's...
I'm not saying that he gets to hold on to that. I'm saying that's why he's an asshole. I'm not saying that absolves him of
being an asshole. I think it's bigger than that, too. I think that he's just not self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
And he just doesn't realize that the world doesn't... revolve around him, and I think that he doesn't have any respect for consequences, because even when he beat Rihanna up, like, yeah, they were young and excuses that you hear everyone make for them, but he was like on probation. That hurt his career. He had to take a couple of years off from, you know, really making music and touring the way that he wanted to, because he couldn't leave the country. Like, he went through some things and had consequences based on that. Not as steep as, you know, my black ass or you would have, but it did affect him financially, and he still is out here getting high, being a douche, you know, even as a father. Even fatherhood has not changed him.
Right.
Like, he's got his daughter in a room full of 10 niggas with their shirt off smoking weed. Like, is this real life?
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna happen for him. You know, I hope it does, but if we just act, like I said, we cried across the line a while back where it was like, oh man, you grown. Like, you know what I mean? Like, at this point, I don't know, man. Maybe it's just never gonna curdle for you, dog, but.
He's about to be Charlie Sheen.
Yep.
Charlie had the cushion of whiteness to kind of to let him get to middle age.
Can I just say since we mentioned Charlie Sheen, he wanted HIV so bad. Like, I have never seen anybody do so much to contract HIV in all of my life. Like, that is crazy to me.
Yeah.
It seems like when you look back on his behavior, it seems like that was like his ultimate goal.
Yeah,
you know how like you see people who just work because they want to have like $1 million saved by the time they're 40, and all they do is work. Well, Charlie Sheen wanted HIV, and all he did was work toward that goal, like for the past 10 years.
Honestly, when he made the announcement or whatever, it was like in the middle of the night, and I saw somebody tweeting about it. And I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And I rolled over and I went back to sleep. Like, I'm not saying that I'm not sympathetic, because that's a very, you know, serious thing to have. But I, like, nothing about Charlie Sheen saying that he, number one, had HIV, and number two, was paying off people to keep it a secret was a shock to me.
Yeah.
No.
I saw someone, I don't know how true it was, but I saw someone saying that, he apparently was sucking dick, while smoking crack and shit.
Yeah, there's a video.
Yeah, and that there was video of it.
Wow. Yeah, girl.
That's, holy crap, Charlie.
And I'm gonna be honest, dog. When I heard that, I was like, yeah, y'all wasted y'all time blackmailing him, because that's something that if you told me he would have did, I would have been like, yeah, he might have done that. You know what I mean? Like,
of course.
It like, wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like, really? That's what it's like.
Right.
What you think about it, it's like,
he's got all the money in the world. Like, he doesn't need to suck dick for crack. He can buy his crack.
Right.
He just did that just
for the experience.
Right.
For the love of the meat.
Well, for that contest.
I think he just wanted the crack experience. I don't even know. Dick. I think you know how people go on like, you know how rich people like to do like this, like poverty tourism? Or like, I'm just going to live on 37 cents for a month.
I think, or like Gwyneth really... Paltrow living on food stamps?
Don't get me started on that.
With them seven limes.
I want to put those limes and beat that bitch to death with them.
That shit look like one meal. She's like, okay, I looked at that shit and was like, okay, so you gonna make guacamole and rice, and then what? Then what's tomorrow?
What's the rest of the week, y'all?
Yeah, what's tomorrow though, Gwyneth?
What's lunch?
Let me tell you the last thing you're thinking about when you have $35 to live off of for a week. Fucking guacamole.
That shit gonna be brown on day two, and then everybody's gonna be starving.
Me and Paltrow in that big bag of caca. I can't do it. But no, you know how it's like that. I think he wanted to go on like the crack poverty experience or the crack experience.
That makes sense.
So it's like a tour for him.
Yeah, well, you know,
HIV, that's just part of the, like, he clearly got the deluxe package.
My thing is, I'm surprised that he ever made even one payment to the blackmail, cause it's like, I don't think there's anyone that's a fan of his who's like, oh no, man, I'm not fucking with him no more. Like, he already crossed that line of like, either you fuck with him or you don't. Like, after the Tiger Blood crazy shit, like, he untouchable now. Either people still fuck with him for some reason. So I don't even know why he would ever make one payment. I just been like, yeah, I got HIV anyway.
Right. The blackmail was far more confusing than him actually having HIV.
Yes.
I was like, what? Was blackmailing people because he just still wanted to keep fucking prostitutes.
Maybe.
Like, I think there's some criminal charges that may need to be pressed against him, because you can't just go around continuing to have sex with people knowing your HIV status without disclosing it. And I think he was blackmailing people so that they wouldn't tell to try to avoid the criminal charges. But I think he's still facing that no matter what.
Yeah, I think he's going to be just fine. Like, no, I feel like that, like, when fucking the nuclear bomb strike, fucking Roaches and Charlie Sheen will still be here. He's going to still be here. Like, yeah, everything's fine. This is fine. Like that dog in that cartoon. This is fine. Speaking of Bobby Shmurda, he actually put out a new song. Now, I don't know if it's just an old unreleased song or if it's, new, fresh out of jail.
What the fuck?
But someone sent this to me. It's on SoundCloud. It's called Hold It Down. Let me see if I can play some.
You ain't have to do it.
They feel on guard.
Bobby, you ain't have to do it.
You ain't trying to tell your man, no, the dog's close.
You ain't have to do it.
You don't even know what's going on. It's like,
you ain't have to do it.
And I tell you I should. I should. I don't. You made me do it, then like Joey, why you do it?
Had
to do it,
had
to show.
You
made me do it, then like Joey, why you do it? He was talking to him. He made me do it, then like Joey, why you show him? He made me do it, I had to do it. He talking to him.
I'm buzzing a straight pound, cause I'm feeling it. I'ma make you stay down, ain't no healing.
Hey man, here's the thing. Bobby went to jail rapping a completely different way. This shit sound like Future and Fetty, and is this new? Like, is he actually behind doors like Lucius Lyne recording shit?
also, did he snitch to music?
Yeah.
Are you in jail snitching to music? Which is maybe unwise.
Right.
I'm not sure. That is Bobby.
That is his thing.
You know? I gotta question your decision.
That is his shit. He, like, we just shanked three niggas last week. You're like, no, no, Bobby, that's the problem.
Like, that's the cobble pot. We coming for you. Like, you can't do that. People are gonna hear that.
I'm gonna go back and listen to that in its entirety later. That was my first time hearing it, but
it ain't Shmurda, like, I just, poor kid.
347 days.
Man, that's sad, man.
That's crazy to me, man. Like, the bail is so high for him specifically because they're just like, we know you got the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, like your boys, we put that on 100,000, whatever. But you, $7 million, nigga. Like, get the fuck out of here. Y'all don't even put up like John Gotti in jail for $7 million bail, man. Fuck y'all.
Who is his lawyer? Ernie and Bert?
His lawyer was the people that couldn't catch OJ. That was, it was like, that sounds reasonable. I don't know what the rules are, Bobby. I'm gonna be honest. What do you think? You think $3 million is reasonable? All right, let's talk about people that are in the news. First person we'll talk about is, someone shot up Planned Parenthood. Yeah. You know how that goes, guys.
I mean, regular shit. Like,
a lone wolf. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget to say that.
He's a lone wolf.
Yep.
There's a lot of fucking lone wolves out there doing the same shit and talking to each other and communicating and getting support for this fuck shit. I feel like that's a pack, or dare I say, a terrorist. Good evening. We are learning.
Yeah, wolves travel in packs and they live in dens. Like, they're not solo creatures, but apparently this one is another lone wolf, white man.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing Guess the Race out there, guys.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
hate to cut to the point, but white dude.
White Christian man.
Mm-hmm. Which I think we need to stop letting white Christians into this country.
For real.
Come on now.
That's the problem. That's the biggest terrorist threat in the United States.
Can we take white Christian men and put them in some sort of, internment camp? Like a place where they can do internships in camps, in tents maybe, and lock them up? Is that a thing that we're considering? Any of the 37 states that have now banned Syrians?
I think that we should, because I think we've got plenty of space at Guantanamo Bay out in Cuba if we choose to put those terrorists out there and just take care of them George Bush style, right?
Can we just like waterboard this guy's nuts a few times?
Who the fuck had this motherfucker running loose on the streets?
Right.
Like, and he apparently like had all kinds of, apparently he like tortured animals and stuff like that. And my child is at the door. I'm sorry, guys.
No problem. Well, you know, guys, he also he's a very close to his mother, and he likes long walks on the beach. Every headline's gonna let you know now.
Right, and he spent a lot of time reading, and he was very fond of gardening. It's like, man, if y'all don't.
Meanwhile, innocent black person gets shot. He smoked weed one time back in third grade, guys. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, we knew he was a criminal way back.
Exactly. He got suspended from the eighth grade for throwing ice. It's like, what?
He's a HIV positive, and I mean, in the case of Carly Sheen, it's adorable, but in this guy, no, he's a criminal, okay?
Yeah, I am so, like, I don't know if I've ever been as fed up. Like, that was the last motherfucking straw.
Right.
When they let him had a standoff with him for hours on end, and then walked his ass out of there alive, like he just didn't kill a cop.
Yep.
Injure other cops. Shoot. Mm. Like, he walked in with an assault rifle and murdered.
Unreal.
Yep.
Committed a mass murder, and they put him in handcuffs. Like, they shot Oscar Grant in handcuffs. Yep. Are we going to talk about Jamar Clark here in Minneapolis just a few weeks ago, who was shot with handcuffs on? Like, I am so tired of people pretending like they don't see any type of disparity in the way that these terrorists are treated in this country.
Yeah, where was the standoff for Tamir Rice? Like, there was none. one second just hop out the car, start bucking, you know. And this guy's name is Robert Lewis Deere. He's a North Carolina native. Great, that's awesome.
They should drop him off in North Carolina. Is there a neighborhood in North Carolina where you could imagine him being dropped
off? Oh, I can imagine several places. I'd like to see him dropped off. Yeah, several. Mm-hmm. A couple places I'm from. He was living in a trailer in Colorado. He made statements to police Friday at the scene of the Colorado Springs Clinic, and in interviews that law enforcement sources describe as rantings. In one statement made after the suspect was taken in for questioning, Deer said, "No more baby parts," in reference to Planned Parenthood. So the fake videos that says Planned Parenthood is cutting up and selling babies actually did inspire this person to go kill some people.
Right.
Here's what's funny. Every time a police officer is shot in this country, we always have the All Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, Police Lives Matter people come out. They are, I saw tumbleweeds going down their timeline this weekend. And, we also have this thing where they then go and blame DeRay, Netta, Sean King, all the people from Black Lives Matter, the organization, and they go, "Hey,
you guys killed all the police.
Y'all told him to kill the police." Well, if that's the case, where's the connection for this? Who told them to go kill him, to go kill people in Planned Parenthood? Who inspired that? Or are we just not even going to make that assertion? Is Fox News no longer on the hook? Are all the silent Republican politicians no longer on the hook? All the people that is Carly Farino or whatever her name is she on the hook for this?
Of course not. Of course not. Did you forget the part where all these people are white?
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. They are long rules too.
I'm here to help. It's all good.
Yeah, I appreciate you. You know, that's why we invited John. We don't. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that apparently he also mentioned, I hope you guys are sitting now, also mentioned President Barack Obama in the statements. Yeah. Whew. Blew my mind too.
Crazy talk.
He wrote him a letter too, right?
He wrote him a letter, Karen?
Yeah, to the White House, threatening him, right?
I don't know. Probably.
Are you telling me that this crazed gunman wrote a letter threatening the President of the United States of fucking America, and he was just roaming the streets to kill policemen?
The most shocking thing to me, apparently had a girlfriend.
No, that makes sense.
Who's
he had a girlfriend? Who's gonna clean the guns?
Who's letting him? Ah, I feel like during sex he was just like fucking Obama baby parts.
And so did you see the pictures of him? He looks like he smells like, you know, like if you leave a pot of clam chowder just sitting for the like 3 days.
Why?
Oh, no. Yeah, he looks like he's been hanging out at the wharf. You know what I mean?
Yeah, doesn't he?
Like he hangs out by the docks.
Like he's just been gutting fish for like all day, and then just comes to bed in the same nasty clothes with fish. Like he's just disgusting.
Like, dude, he walks in, everybody's like, anybody smell like fish sticks or? Somebody got some spoiled meat in here? What is going on?
That's exactly what he looks like. He's just disgusting. And then in his mugshot picture, he looks shocked that they didn't shoot him.
Right.
Like, look on his face, he's like, I'm still alive?
He's like, I killed a cop. They're like, yes, you killed a cop, but you're white.
But you're still white.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I feel like that should be the country's new slogan. Don't worry, you're white.
Right. Yeah. It'll be okay. All right, buddy. He had a 5-hour standoff. One of the three people killed was a police officer. The other two, described as civilians, will be identified pending autopsies. Sources say there would have been nothing apparent in his background, including felony convictions or previous mental health issues, that would have qualified him from buying an AK-47 style high powered rifle used in the shootings.
Wow. Yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's different.
Yep. But if you look at his criminal past, he does have a history of other arrests, including ones for domestic violence against his then wife in 1997 and being a peeping Tom in 2002 after a neighbor in South Carolina reported him watching her. So,
and from what I understand, he had some sort of cruelty to animal thing going on too.
Well, it shouldn't keep him from owning a gun. That's what we want. Yeah. That's the kind of guy we want with his hands on the.
I'm not against people owning firearms by any means. Mm-hmm. I do question why people need assault rifles.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah, I'm all the way. I'm anti-gun now. I don't think anybody should have a gun for any reason. I feel like I'm vindicated in saying that because I know it's never gonna happen in this country. So I get to believe that, and nobody can, people can just be mad at me, but it's like I'm gonna ever get my way. You know what I mean? But yeah, they should take all the guns from these motherfuckers. Every time I read about some shit, it's like, damn, man, like, for every one good shooting, it's like 100 fucking bad ones. Like,
yeah.
No more toys for us. Like, if America was run by my parents, and they saw us playing with the guns, they would be like, give me that goddamn gun.
Basically.
Like, we're just not responsible enough to handle these things. And especially the fact that, like, reasonable, good gun owners won't come out in mass against, like, some of the NRA's harsher stances and some of the, you know, some of these people that are, like, after in the tragedy of a shooting are just like, well, we shouldn't be talking about this. It's like, if we could just kind of get those people out of the equation, I think we could have reasonable gun laws and reasonable maybe solutions to some of the, like, you know, what kind of guns people can get their hands on and stuff. But as long as the NRA is around, that's never gonna happen, because them motherfuckers be like, excuse me, maybe the problem with this rapist is that nobody had a gun. Think about it. You're like, what?
Yeah, because they prey on fear. It's a really interesting way that works, because horrible shit happens like this, like their counter can just be, well, if other people had guns, they would have been able to defend themselves. Right. And it's like, you're so caught up in this huddle of fear. You're like, yeah, maybe I do need a gun, because everybody else, like, it's crazy. Right. Those NRA pockets are.
It's like, if like a school shooting to happen, they'll be like, get a teacher's gun. And like,
yeah.
Okay. So the teachers, and also another thing I wish people would stop saying is, well, we'll just train them. That sounds so cool, but this isn't a Rocky movie. Like, there's no training montage that just suddenly these are proficient, like, killers with guns. And then the only thing it's going to take is one of these armed teachers to go crazy and shoot a kid or some shit. And then we're going
to
be like,
kid to take the gun away from them.
Right. And then we're going to be like, you know what we need to do? Get a kid's guns. Let's just get a kid's guns.
I don't understand that thought process either. It's like, the teachers need guns, administrators need guns at school. So what you're saying is that there should be a shootout
around your children?
Over my son's head? Or, yeah. Like, that's crazy to me. That's so fucking wild, wild west. But white people believe in that shit, and they don't see it as any type of criminal activity, as we noticed from that biker brawl when all those motherfuckers died out there because they were all shooting at each other. There's like 9 or 11 people died. Nobody faced any charges for
that.
Because in America, that's the way to go. You got a gun, I got a gun, and we'll shoot out, and whoever dies, dies, and then everyone go home.
Yep. You know what's funny to me, too, is like, even when in the midst of all this, you know, alleged gun battles and shit that's supposed to be going down, is this mythical belief that obviously the people who came not prepared for a gunfight but have their guns are going to just, like, have the superior moral bullets that will kill the bad guy and nobody else. Like, just, you know what I mean? Like, obviously bullets will be attracted to the evil person, and that person will die, and then all the good people with guns, they'll be fine.
Yeah, that's how that happens.
Let's talk about another asshole this week. Spike Lee.
Oh, fuck him. Fuck him. Oh, my God. And I never thought,
it hurts me to say, I have spent so much of my life loving Spike Lee. Fuck that ignorant motherfucker.
No, he can eat a bowl of Charlie Sheen semen.
Oh, shit.
Oh, ouch.
Spike Latavius Lee. I don't even know his middle name. I just made that up. I don't know. He He has a trailer for this movie called Chi-Raq, which we talked about on the show before, and it's clearly inspired by Liz Astera, I believe is the name of it, the play where it's like all the women in town were tired of all the men fighting, so they go on a sex strike, and then that stops all of this, they stop this war, and you know, and the play is about that, right? Mm-hmm. And when I saw the trailer, I clearly went, okay, so he's trying to like make a modern day version of that. Not saying it'll be good or bad, to be honest, but I haven't liked the Spike Lee movie in a long time.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like
I haven't seen one in years.
Yeah, I feel like he's very heavy handed with his narratives. Sometimes, a lot of times to the detriment of the film. It doesn't mean all his films are bad. I've enjoyed a few.
Me too.
But sometimes you just like, dude, I got it. You didn't have to hammer it in my face with it, right? Well, we'll see what happens with this. Maybe it'll be a Bamboozle style parody. Maybe it won't. What I do know is his interviews are not helping. you might should have put the trailer out there and not tried to explain it. In an interview, he said that a sex strike by women could help prevent sexual harassment on U.S. college campuses.
And that's where he got stupid.
Yeah, I think he should go on a talking strike.
Yeah.
You know what? I just like, this is the second dumb thing he said in as many months. And I'm just wondering if we should write an open letter to him to explain to him that his grandmother did not save her money to put his funky ass through college for him to shame his entire family like this.
Yeah.
Because just imagine, you know how beloved Spike Lee is to us, you know, especially people in our generation, and we thought he was awesome. And you know how hurtful it is to hear him say dumb shit all the time.
Right.
Imagine being his family member.
Right. Oh yeah. It's gotta be even worse.
Right.
They're probably like in tears every time he's like, yeah, I got an interview today. They're like, no, don't go.
Daddy, stay home with us. Daddy, please stay home with us.
I'm tired of the kids picking at me at school and showing me the YouTube videos.
I gotta go to work, kids. I'm sorry. No, Daddy, please. You already an open Knicks fan. This is getting worse. He said, I think a sex strike could really work on college campuses where there's an abundance of sexual harassment or date rapes. He told Stephen Colbert on The Late Show on U.S. television. Second semester is going to happen. Once people coming back from Christmas and some stuff jumps off, there's going to be sex strikes in universities and college campuses across this country.
Hey, you know what? The thing about Spike is that in this situation, you're really oversimplifying and clearly not understanding. Like, Spike has that issue that most men in his age group especially have, where there's just this disconnect of what harassment is, what rape is, what sexism is. And since he has that, he's going to say stupid ass shit like that because that's all he knows. That's all he knows.
Yeah.
And you could be the most progressive motherfucker, and when you're in that age group and you start talking too much, you are going to say something stupid without fail.
Yeah, that
it's just so funny. Like, I can't even help but laugh because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, go ahead, Karen.
Like, go to bed.
Oh,
Spike needs to go to bed.
Him and Patty and some of the other older people that you love, all in that group, that they're not on the internet, they're not on Facebook, they're not on any social media. Nobody informs them on how to be politically incorrect or incorrect at all. They get asked a question, and if it's not something kind of in their media training repertoire, they'll speak from the heart, and they're wrong. They just say shit, and you're like, nah, dog, you can't publicly say that no more.
Yeah, a recent survey of U.S. college campuses found that nearly a quarter of female students had experienced some form of unwanted sexual advance. More than 10% of respondents said they had been physically assaulted or threatened with physical assault by men in pursuit of sex. The director was discussing his new film, Chi-Raq, with Colbert, based on Liz Estrada, a satire by Aristophanes. All right. The film follows a group of women on the south side of Chicago who decide to fight gun crime by withholding sex from their men. In real life, the film is reportedly inspired by a group of 37 women to follow suit. Lee was criticized by Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, another piece of shit, earlier this year for appropriating Chirac, a slang term used to compare the violence in Chicago's Inglewood neighborhood to that scene in the Iraq war zone, as his film's title. In the interview, Colbert cited statistics that show that since 2001, more Americans have died in Chicago than in Iraq and Afghanistan combined.
I believe that.
Yeah. Lee also commented on the killing of Laquan McDonald, a 17-year-old black Chicago resident who was killed by Jason Van Dyke, a white police officer who has been charged with McDonald's murder. The director praised the decision to release the police dash cam footage of McDonald, of his killing, despite fears that it would prompt violent protests. They're worried because they think black folks in Chicago are going to run amok. I think there's a way to have peaceful demonstrations without tearing stuff up. I'm glad the tape was released. This is democracy, and I sometimes think we pick it and choose what America should see. Yeah, not surprised that he got the question about a black man being killed, right?
Right.
Niggas be so on point. We be like, yo, they killed a black man. This is a tragedy and a mockery of justice. And we need to see the tapes, and everyone needs to know.
They killed a black woman.
And then it's like, oh, they killed a trans woman.
Right.
You know? Whoa. Let's get all the evidence. Let's see what's happening. Gotta see photos. I gotta see videos. No, why we gotta release the tape? People be violently protesting.
Right. I mean, what was they even doing out there late? You're like, what? What about black on black crime? What about black on black crime?
Guys, they're saying sound is out and Roger's screen is on.
Right, give me a second.
Roger disappeared.
Yeah, that happens from time to time lately. Spike Lee's been trying to shut us down on Spreecast. I think he knows he's like he investor.
Want women, yeah, he want to close us down like he want them to close their legs.
There we go. All right, yeah. Spike Lee's an investor in Spreecast, and he doesn't like when we talk about him. But yeah, he says... demonstrations in Chicago in the wake of McDonald's death have been largely nonviolent, while President Obama praising the people of his hometown for keeping protests peaceful. Like many Americans, I was deeply disturbed by the footage and the fatal shooting of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. He wrote on Facebook, "This Thanksgiving, I ask everybody to keep those who suffered tragic loss in our thoughts and prayers, and to be thankful for the overwhelming majority of men and women in uniform who protect our communities with honor." Yeah, I don't know about them numbers.
Me either, but he got 100.
Yeah. That's just so crazy, man, that he would even think that, because it, to me, that does feel like the what about black on black crime argument for violence, where it's like, well, if all the women would just close their legs, the men would just act right. And you're like, yeah, I don't think that has anything to do with people being fucking raped, though, dude. Right. Like,
they're taking the sex, dog. What about that? Don't you?
And why do we have to apply these unreasonable levels of solidarity to oppressed groups, when it comes to this shit? Like, hey, if all the black people did no crimes, think about it, then the police wouldn't even be there. You're like, that's not even humanly fucking possible.
Right.
So can we stop even raising that discussion? Cause it's never gonna happen. And it's as if the communities that do get treated with respect in their communities and do get, you know, the benefit of the doubt and get their rights, appreciated, those communities still have a high level of interracial violence. So I don't understand where people even have this thought process, but the model minority thing is never going to be true, and it's never going to work, because racism isn't based on anything factual. It's based on a bunch of bullshit. Anyway, speaking of based on a bunch of bullshit, people having sex with horses is on the rise in Switzerland.
Bullshit. Yeah. You know what, Rod? Yeah. You know what?
Once again, that's like right up there with Charlie Sheen HIV, that like things that happen, like if you say like Switzerland, Finland, Norway, the Netherlands, like what, I'm like, oh, okay. Like first you're like, oh, it's like, oh, there? Oh, okay.
Are they running out of people? What's happening here?
I know what you're thinking, CJ. It's horse shit. And I know it's horse shit, but it's true. It's happening. All right.
What is I don't even, like, what happens? What are you doing that day? How do you wake up? How does your morning start? When you just, like, go about your day, you just get up, you brush your little teeth, you have your grits or your porridge if you're white, and then you're like, you know what? You see that horse out there? I'm a fuck it. Like, no. Like, how do you even decide that?
Just calling him my name.
Like, you just look at the horse like, you know.
Look at that ass.
I know. Her ass
trotting all over.
It's a stallion.
Look at that tail.
More Swiss people are having sex with horses, according to a new report.
They ain't got laws against this?
There were 105 cases.
Not in Switzerland.
They got,
no, people don't fuck your horses.
They got laws, Karen. They're just going through them like Swiss cheese. There's 105 cases of maltreatment of horses in Switzerland in 2014. 10% of those involve people having sex with them, according to, animal welfare group. This rate is relatively elevated compared with other types of animals. Oh, come
other
on.
Types. What is we come getting on, down man. With? Goddamn.
Come on.
They need to be arrested. Now, this is enough is enough.
Is.
But that really has to suck for the horse too. Because like you're a person, so you have like the consciousness of the filthy shit that you're doing. The horse is really just out there trying to like gallop and eat oats and be inspirational. And it's like, why are you? That's not okay.
And I really gross. Women having sex with horses too, because
right. That was my question for women too, because it's one of those things where you go, okay. Everybody assuming that it's men, but yeah, what happened to the women?
No, women do it too.
Sexually abusing these horses.
I would imagine that women do it too.
So she'd be like, ooh, hung like a horse.
Yeah, man. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you gonna definitely need.
They misunderstood the song, Tony.
They definitely.
Yes, they did.
Jump on it, ride it, my pony.
No.
Yeah. I don't even think that horses can consent.
No, they can't.
You know?
No, they always not consent. Nay.
If he gets an erection, he's consenting.
Right. Nay means nay, is what I say.
Rod, you know, I can't take this.
I'm just, I am just horsing around, CJ. It's gonna be okay.
I can't believe this is an actual story that has to be reported. Like, hey guys, welcome to News at 7. You've been fucking these horses and it needs to stop. Like, what?
It's gotta end.
Breaking news.
Hey, indeed.
We're gonna startle a horse and make him her kick. That's my first thought.
Well, maybe if we can get these horses a Kickstarter or something to. try to save them.
Oh, somebody gonna think they'll get the next Mr. Ed. That horse gonna talk to them and scare them to death.
I am
so tired.
You know, and you know, white women will marry trees and rocks
themselves.
Yeah. Somebody's gonna marry a horse.
Yeah, well, if they if they can't get married to a human, they will go with what's close enough. You know, and
that white woman married that tree, and yeah. I was just. Finished. I knew white people were crazy from that day.
Right. And there's an estimated 110,000 horses living on 18,000 Swiss farms. Experts estimate that 10,000 people in Switzerland are predisposed to zoophilia, according to.
That's what it's called, does that mean all the animals, the whole zoo?
I guess it just means animals. What I'm thinking though is horses would just like close their legs and go on sex strike, maybe people will stop having sex with them.
Why are you walking around without a horsey diaper?
Right,
just hanging out.
Why you got a saddle on if you don't want nobody to ride it? You know? Think about it. The group said the number of unreported horse abuse cases is likely much higher than reported.
Well,
of course. Now,
well,
see,
it's not like the horse can call the cops.
Right. Who the hell the horse gonna call?
Wait a minute. So the horses are
to blame.
Reported cases of animal sex is increased. That means somebody is literally walking up on these people,
right,
catching them,
right,
for all the times, all the nights they didn't get caught when they were making sweet love to Mr. Ed.
Right.
and laying a horsey down by the fireplace.
Right.
Yeah, like, whoa, this is intense.
Who is calling the police on behalf of the horses?
I have no idea. All I know is that somebody misunderstood them when they said, I want you to go out to the barn and wash your hair with some mane and tail. They didn't understand it.
My goodness. Like, how do you do that? At what point do you do that? Like, you go feed the horses and it's like, you know, you really look sexy the way you eating that corn.
Yeah. Maybe they just misunderstood Jaheim Aiko.
I don't even understand. God, why did you have to expose this to my world, Rod?
I don't know. Maybe they were eating the booty. Maybe they're eating the booty like gross horsies. I don't know.
Eating the booty like grass.
I don't know.
I did not want to know that.
The way the horse's hair seductively tumbles over one eye.
You know what?
All right. Are these people like watching like cartoons like My Little Pony? Like, God damn.
It's gotta be.
There are people like that.
That they make butt plugs that have the little My Little Pony.
That's
like,
true.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Well, you
know? But at least they are human. They're human.
More people are into this whole horse sex thing than we realize. Because why is there even a market for My Little Pony butt plugs?
True.
It's called Pony Play. Next question. Let's keep it moving.
And the thing is, I actually saw,
go ahead, Gary.
I don't mind the Pony Play. Because there are two consenting human beings.
Right.
Yeah. But once you start fucking around with like real horses.
Yeah, I saw HBO had Real Sex one time by the way, Real Sex, most misleading fucking TV show ever. There were so many nights I stayed up because you didn't know what it was going to be about until it came on. Because mm-hmm. this is before like, you know, TV guides where you could just hit the menu button and be like, oh, tonight it's about some bullshit. So
right.
There are so many times I used to stay up with my, you know, my dick hard, like, oh yeah. Real sex come on tonight. It's about to be on. But only like one time did they have a black strip club contest. Every other fucking time it was always some educational shit that I actually didn't want to know about. And one time they did have pony play and I was like, this is the least sexy shit in the world for me. Like, I'm not saying it's not sexy for the people that are into it, but for me personally, I was just like, I don't even want to learn about these people's culture. It's nothing. You can't jack off to any of this, you know? People were like, course, leather horse costumes. And then, like, you know, when they went too far, they really had people riding on the backs of people.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you fucking serious? Like,
how stoned is your back got to be?
And nobody was fucking. Like, I'm like,
nobody.
Like, what's sexy about this?
I too was disappointed.
Yeah, like this is a hobby. This ain't no sex shit.
Right.
It's like,
well, this is a club.
It's like following me to the YMCA and being like, these motherfuckers play basketball every day. Like,
yeah,
but nobody's fucking. Okay, yeah. So it don't count.
Well, Rod, I want you to know, this is just a disclaimer that I'm putting out there that going forward, whenever I find something unattractive, I'm gonna say I can't jack off to any of this shit.
Yeah, that's
that is
because I feel like that is applicable to so many things.
It really
I can't
is.
Jack to this shit.
It really is.
I get really upset when I think I'm gonna be able to fap and I can't.
And this is like, you know, before the internet was like really what the internet is now. It was before cell phones. Like, this is when you really needed HBO to come through.
Right.
Or you know what I'm saying? When you really,
you know, you ain't have Cinemax.
Yeah.
And your Wavy channel wasn't working right.
Right. You like, Cinemax. I stayed up.
I missed analog cable and I used to be able to get my Wavy porn.
Yeah.
That was such an adventure.
It really was.
Because you never know what you was going to get.
If you're 16 and you have analog cable, that was like the best adventure of all time because you're like, I know I'm going to see a nipple. I know I'm going to see a nipple. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a dick. Yeah, that was the best.
Like, I remember when you had to jack off to like 45 seconds of a sexy movie. Like, you know, like when like, you like, yo, Michelle Pfeiffer, you can kind of like, if you pause it and you squint and kind of lean your head this way, you can almost see her pussy, man, in Basic Instinct. Like, that was a thing for people. It's like, oh, this 45 seconds where I might get to see a pussy, I'm about to jack off. And now it's just like, that's, you know, that's not even a category on a porn website. Mm-mm, like, that's just,
that's not a category.
Nobody wants to see that shit. But it used to make my, like, I used to memorize what sex scenes were in movies. I don't know, I couldn't tell you the minute mark of any sex scene in a movie
because
from
the
last 20 years.
Because we're so inundated with sex now. It doesn't even matter. Like, I'm really at the point, like, if it's not porn and they put sex in the movie, I'm kind of irritated.
Right. Like,
can we kill somebody, please?
Yes. I watch, how many times did you watch, like, music videos? Like, I watched the Creep video 70 million times thinking, maybe I'm seeing T-Boz's titty. I couldn't tell. Yeah. Yeah. But I watched it each time, like, this is gonna be the time.
You seen the underbelly of a titty. Right.
Yeah. And then it's like you're sitting there like, come on, titty.
Right.
Maybe I blinked and it didn't pop up, did it? Right. Hold on, rewind.
If I watch the Rump Shaker video one more time, I think this time, like,
I'm gonna see a coochie lip. I'm a dead ass see a coochie
lip. Right. Now I'll be like, why they even put that video together? I don't care. They not even fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I watch, like, this is how desensitized we are now. I watched Future's video, the new joint, Rich Sex, and I was like, they not even fucking. Like, it was, like, that woman was scantily clad. He was grabbing on her booty, making out with her and shit, and I was just like, that's it? Where's the sex tape? Like, Jesus.
Right.
What is wrong with me? All right, let's see what else happened. Patti LaBelle invited, the Patty Pie dude to Thanksgiving dinner. And she finally admitted that the video increased sales.
Good.
That was nice of her.
Yeah. I don't think she could keep not admitting it. I just don't think she had the internet, to be honest.
Right. She was on Facebook, Twitter. She probably don't. Yeah, somebody else run all those accounts for her.
Yeah.
Patti LaBelle is not on the fucking Vine. She's not even your auntie. She's your fucking grandmother. Do you expect your grandmother to know everything that's going on the goddamn Vine? No. Leave Patti the fuck alone.
I think she was like, he didn't do shit for me because she wasn't on the internet. And then she got her first check from Walmart. And she was like, goddamn.
Nigga, come on through.
Yeah, right.
You want some patty pies?
Like him?
Right.
I know. They
but
told
I'm
her.
Sure, like, what do people want? Because what do people want for her to do? They want her to give him a job?
I feel like,
because I don't feel like she owes him a fucking job.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think people are in her pockets because she's the celebrity in this situation. But that's an entire machine. She don't actually bake all those pies. She's not putting a pie in the oven every 15 minutes and running this business out of her house. Like, there's a chain of supply and demand. There's a chain of command. There's a chain of money that she probably gets a piece of, but it's still just her name on the box. I would be interested to know how... Hold on.
Proof of less joint.
What is going on right now?
I hate the fucking auto start videos.
Jesus Christ. That wasn't even a,
it's one of them little side commercials probably somewhere that's rolling on its own.
Yeah, that shit didn't have nothing to do with the story. Anyway, right. I was gonna try to play a news ad, but.
Oh, probably that one right there.
Oh, there it is. Okay, I found it. Alright. So anyway, people were acting like she's just like running a mom and pop shop and then she's supposed to break him off some money. But we don't know what that is. And then also, he wanted attention for reviewing it. If this video would have got 200 views, nobody would have said shit. And nobody knows that until after the video's out there. So it's like, maybe if going forward for both of them, for him, start putting that commercial before them videos, dog. Get your money. Like, this show, this show come up, bruh. And secondly, maybe someone in the future, like, I think what would be a fucking hysterical idea is for someone to put him in a Super Bowl commercial. Cause, like, reviewing whatever, like, you know how, like, I don't know, Lay's potato chips comes out with a new flavor every Super Bowl or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, just bam, he's on your screen in that bedazzled ass hat reviewing that shit. You know, turn it into a musical, do whatever you want to. Have Patty come in there. Like, take that shit and now, cause you found gold, everybody accidentally found gold. Monetize it that way. Don't be like, Patty, write him a check right now. Like, nigga, don't nobody work like that. You know? Could you imagine
and the thing is Walmart, like, you know what,
it's like a fucking $4 pie. $4.
Contact Miss Patty, like, we're gonna put your face on some shit, and she like, how much?
Right.
Like, this is really not even her recipe. Like,
she probably got broke off a lump sum. She probably don't even get she probably get like 25 cents a pie. You know, like, people acting like she was just out there standing in front of Walmart selling her own pies and this nigga came by, you know. Like, it would be like if we gave
LaBelle's out there ringing the bell next to the Salvation Army people with a stack of pies.
Yes. She's next to the Girl Scouts, like, honey, come buy these pies. So, you put them little cookies down.
it's like Mrs. Smith or Marie Callender's or whatever.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So I would have been surprised if, she would have broke him off anything. I'm not saying it would have been wrong for her to have, but yeah. I would have been surprised if she would have. And I don't think it's like she's beholden to do it, but I do think it was a cool thing that, you know, if he's a big fan and he claims to be, like, yo, man, you went to Patti LaBelle's house and ate her food. On the menu, they had 4 fried turkeys, 3 big briskets, macaroni with lobster and shrimp, then plain macaroni and cheese for those with shellfish allergies, potato salad, 20 bunches of kale for the health minded, 4 heads of cabbage, a green salad with arugula and cilantro, candied yams, peach cobbler, chocolate cake, leg of lamb.
Okay, this is about to be an NC-17 show. You gotta relax.
I know, because I feel like...
Oh my God.
Ribs.
I mean, okay.
She had ribs.
She got 18 meats.
And of course, sweet potato pie. Sweet potato pie.
So Joe Spacely said he ate that pie right from the box, and I just need y'all to know that I'm not mature enough to read shit like that.
Come on, guys. Guys, did he really say that?
I like it.
Wait, did he really eat it straight from the box? For real?
Right from the box.
I thought. Now, see, my understanding is that the pies need to be baked. Like, they're actually not done.
Yeah, they say put it in the oven for 30 minutes.
I personally like my pie to be eaten straight from the
box. And my mom.
Okay, so you eat your. Yeah, okay, ma'am. I see what you're doing over there. I see.
Real. I didn't let it slide. I was like sitting here like, don't do it, filthy. I could not. It's like a monster inside me, and I could not stop it. No, we know that you don't miss any opportunities to express your filth.
Wait a fucking minute, right?
Now, my understanding is that is a cherry pie. This is you have a sweet potato pie down there too?
Oh! It's lit.
Hold up. Discover some new shit tonight.
It's lit.
But, I think so they have video of it. Let me see if they have the news report.
Girl of a man screaming Patti LaBelle's name because of her pie.
That's right. He loves the pie.
Patti. If anybody know Patti LaBelle, tag her in the video. Patti! Whoa! Yeah. Turn into Patti. You turn into Patti after eating this.
So that's James Wright, Chanel, of course.
So he says, anybody know Patti LaBelle? Quincy Harris knows Patti LaBelle.
In fact, Quincy's talking to Patti LaBelle.
Hey, Patti.
I got Miss Patti. We are here.
Yes.
Oh, and can we tell them we're in a house? I found you, and this isn't your house.
No, this is not my home.
Okay.
But it's in Philadelphia area, and this pie has been doing really, really well. But my new friend James Wright did this fierce video, and it took the pie over the top.
Yeah.
And people are losing their minds about the pie. And thank you, James Wright. We're going to be together in Philly. He's here now.
Okay.
So he's spending Thanksgiving with Miss Patti. We're going out tomorrow and Wednesday, and he's going to be at my house. I'm going to cook for him. You know, it's like you give love to people who give you love. And I didn't expect the viral video.
I haven't tasted the pie. I call every Walmart, and I cannot get these pies.
Well, it's because they're scarce. And today you're not going to get a whole pie, baby.
Wow.
You're going to get a slice.
You can't get
a slice because you have to take the kids back, the little baby girl and Mike. And the other beautiful girl.
Lauren.
Lauren?
Yeah. Alex.
Alex and Mike.
Okay.
I they have watch to you guys every morning, so I know who you are. I'm just nervous with him right now. So they have to taste it. So you'll
nervous with him.
Okay, maybe. Okay? I mean, they may have.
Yo, Patti really is your aunt, because she said, I didn't even know about a viral video.
She didn't know what a viral video was. That's what she
right.
Was
She's like, so you get a virus from it, baby? Is
they
that?
Had, they had,
I know you ain't got no viruses on my computer.
I couldn't even imagine
she's
how
your
many
grandma.
Times.
She's not even your aunt.
She was like, what?
I'll tell you what I love about Patti. Patti said, you ain't getting no whole pie.
Yes. That's so what I said.
And she also was like, this is not my house. Don't come bothering these people after we fucking leave. Carry your shit out of here. Don't come back. Don't send me no thank you notes. I will call you.
That's when I said, yo, that's your aunt, your grandmama, because she hit that, you don't get a whole pie. because your grandmama know you will eat that whole pie. Like, if you can technically get her to agree on a technicality that pie is yours, if you say, I'm gonna have to get this pie, and then she don't say nothing, you will eat the whole fucking pie and then be like, look, you said I can have it.
Exactly.
No, and that's not what she meant.
And you're only going to, you can have sweet potato or you can have pecan. You're not going to have both.
Right.
You know, she love you and you her favorite and she's going to let you get the slice.
Yeah, you're going to get both.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I love being, like, I'm that niece. Like, everybody, like, the other kids are like, no, you can't. You can have one or the other. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go help you with the dishes.
I know you want some. Go on and get you some of that.
Baby, go ahead on and get that other pie in there. I'll put you a slice on the side. I know you did. That's fine. Yeah. What you guys like?
You want to take this cheesecake home with you? Do I?
I'm the bad niece. Like, I am the bad, unruly, always getting in trouble niece. And so they always try to set me on the righteous path with desserts.
Well, good for Patty, man.
Well, it didn't work over the past.
It so didn't, and I'm still getting desserts. Stay mad.
Speaking of desserts, a feminist blogger boldly makes bread.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Man, Rod, don't do this.
I was going to say,
speaking of desserts, I thought we were going to talk about Cam Newton, because we're going to talk about the plates I want for him.
If we're going to talk about something tasty.
I think y'all mean Yam Newton, you know what I'm saying? You want to sop him up. That dude, I saw an article said most photogenic athlete, and I was like, you know what, can't deny it. That dude is. I have never seen a bad picture of that dude ever.
Always smiling.
That dude was in an accident. He was in an accident.
Yes,
got out the car smiling.
He was still like
he like my neck.
I hope that when my, because my son's gonna need braces, I hope when I get my son's teeth fixed and pay all that money and run him back and forth to the orthodontist, he smiles just as much as Cam be smiling.
Yes, man, that dude be smiling his ass off.
Was like, I, you hit me, I'ma smile anyway.
Like, it's gotta be so, it must be like such an insecurity within yourself to hate that dude.
Right.
Oh man.
Like, it's gotta be so hard to continuously keep that hate up. As he keeps winning at life and doing, like, I saw the video of him with the little kids before he goes out there. Man, I damn near cried, dog. He's
so perfect.
Like, he had the little kid that had the cancer and he was like, oh, so what are we going to do today? He was like, we're going to go up there. He was like, do we going to give me, let me get a chest bump. Yeah, chest bump. That little kid was like, yeah. I was like, oh no.
Did you see when the Bama fan asked him something about getting paid and he turned around and went, I slapped the shit out of you.
Yes.
Let me tell you something, my secret garden got active because I'm like, yes, that is my type of, he loved the kids and he will slap the shit out of you. Oh yes.
Hashtag black quarterbacks. Yes.
It was like, I'm not here for this. You knew it was inappropriate when you asked me.
Right. It's like, now see, you would have came to the game and got the shit slapped out of you today. At least you would have learned a lesson. You would have learned something today. Thank you.
Have you seen his hands? He could really slap you.
Dog.
You shit yourself. Like, if he's like,
You know, my favorite thing is when he dancing on him in the end zone, and every week as the streak gets longer, the dance gets longer.
Yes.
I love when the defensive players get mad and they run up on him, but he turns and looks at him and he's like, I'm at least a foot taller than you. So,
right.
So what are we going to do
sure
now?
This is what you want to do?
Yeah. You, okay. So you made it here. So now what
now
do you want to do?
Because you know,
and he a big old country boy too.
Right. He was like, if you want to brawl, we can brawl now. I'm not no punk. I will keep dancing.
Like, that's when football players turn into basketball players, because they always get up there and be like, somebody hold me back.
And then they be like, oh, this nigga bigger than I thought. Hold on. Yeah. He looks small from the other side.
Yeah. He wasn't as big when he was running away from me.
Right.
Get to that end zone. This nigga is
and
big.
And I know that back is strong too.
Oh, yes. Mel, I'd rather talk about the bread. Because she is not going to stop.
I know. Like, everybody keeps talking about Future, but like, I wonder how Sierra feels about moving from Cam to Russ.
Yeah. Like, yeah, she did date him years ago.
Cam Newton?
Yeah.
A few years ago.
I know.
A few years ago.
She went from Cam Newton to Russ. Like, not a dick?
I know.
Hey. Oh, my God.
I know.
Why aren't you chilling?
I'm Russell loves her. I'm sorry. That's not my business.
But I think that Russell and Sierra are a beautiful couple.
Me
and
too.
She went from Cam to Future.
She went from Future to Cam to Russ. My thing is, I do think the sex that Russ and Sierra are having is probably the freakiest kind of sex out there. Like, it's
they are not having sex, Rod.
Whatever. It depends on how
that party. They fucking now.
Yeah, no. Maybe in the way that you define sex, CJ. But I know when I was not practicing sex, that sex was way freakier than the sex that I had when I was practicing sex. Yeah. That shit was way, like, I was like, this not a sin? And like, this shit feel way sinful.
Like, anywhere. It wasn't even like, sexy. Like, we're going to go to the house. And go, no, before that.
Right. It was like, I actually felt better when it just turned into regular sex. I was just like, this, like, God probably don't have nearly as many problems with this shit.
As he did the other shit.
Shit that fucked up, soaked my whole bed sheet. Like, that shit. That can't be right, is what I'm saying.
Can't be right.
All of this sex talk is making me uncomfortable.
I'm sorry, Siege. I'm sorry. We didn't mean to. I know you're currently, are you still on sex strike yourself?
Like, oh, that's an interesting question.
Melanie, if you don't shut the fuck up.
I did not say
shit. I'm saying if you on sex strike, then that means Spike Lee wins. I'm just trying to free you, my sister. Let you be your best self.
I was never on a sex strike. Mm-hmm. I was abstaining from sex.
Yeah, that's what Russell and Sierra are doing.
I'm gonna fuck you up.
I'm just saying anybody that's like, especially in a relationship, abstaining from sex, it just leads you down some dark paths, is all I'm saying.
Who told you I was in a relationship?
I said Russell and Sierra.
Okay.
The lady don't protest too much.
Baby, look at Greta guilty. She can't keep it together.
I know. You're not on the stand, CJ. You're not on the stand. Objection.
Anything.
This was not a cross examination. I didn't hostile witness. I'm gonna need Annalise Keaton to come in here.
Approach.
I'm gonna need Annalise to come in here and straighten this out.
I have to take this one to the Supreme Court.
That's the only way you're gonna get any information out of
me. But yeah, that interrelationship abstinence sex is not. It's just fuck y'all. If you're listening, just go ahead. What you doing is worse, guys. I know from experience.
Like, that stuff I don't even really do anymore. It's like, oh my God.
Right? Like, that's
in a parking lot?
Right, in a car?
Like, I don't think.
On the bench outside, on the playground? Yeah, what's happening?
Even at that park, what are you doing?
Well, they ain't here now.
Right. It's like, this is like sex with rules. I don't know how to explain.
Do some really interesting things on a merry-go-round.
Anyway. You know, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a perfect example, guys. All right? Anyone that's ever played basketball, abstinence sex is like playing horse. Okay? Because, like, when you play horse, you shoot all the shots you don't normally shoot because you're having this contest of who can hit the hardest shot without doing the conventional shit. Like, you don't just play horse and start shooting free throws and layups. Nah, you got to shoot that shit off the backboard. No, bounce it off the floor and then shoot it left hand with your eyes closed and the other person tries to match it. That's abstinence sex.
Tricks.
It's not fundamentally sound, but it's way more exciting.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. This lady is a feminist blogger and she's made bread out of yeast from her own vagina.
That's so nice. I don't know a nice way to say this. Police gonna have to start shooting white people more because this is what they do when they don't have the fear of getting shot the fuck up and chased. This is what they do.
This is also why you don't eat everybody's cooking. You know?
Yeah.
Don't bring nothing into the staff break room at work. White people. I'm not touching that shit, okay? This is the last fucking straw.
I know her Thanksgiving was so empty at her house.
First of all, if you ladies hear us out, these are 3 mature women on this podcast that will tell you if you have a yeast infection, the last thing that you should be doing is scooping your yeast and taking it into your kitchen. You need to treat that shit, okay? Yeah. Get you some medication or some cream.
Like, because wouldn't you actually like be spreading it?
Mm-hmm.
Like
you can get yeast in your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like white feminism TM, you know, like just not like just you don't have enough problems.
No, you don't. So it's just and like all right, it's your bread. I bet you didn't make no wheat bread.
That's right up there with that lady who was using like she stuck the yarn in her lady bits and she knitted like a menstrual whatever. She knitted. Yeah, it was I just don't understand.
Why?
Yeah, I remember you guys had a.
And these are always white people. I don't.
I remember.
I'm trying to figure out. So you took the yeast from your vagina into your kitchen, put it in a bowl, used your mixer on the yeast, put it in your oven, put those dishes in your sink. Like her house is pretty much nasty. Infested, right?
Yeah.
With like.
Yeah.
Mm. And then where the fuck you going with that bread, bitch?
Who are you serving that to? Because I will fuck you up.
See, hopefully the birds, like ducks or something. Hopefully
damn,
not humans.
Dang, don't be killing the animals.
She said.
And how do we know it was just yeast?
Right.
Yeah, that could have been bacterial vaginosis, which is not yeast, by the by.
Right. She's on Twitter. Zoe Stavry is her name. She was on Twitter. She said, half thrush. Genuinely considering using it to make sourdough. Then she live tweeted the experience and said, I'm fucking doing it with a picture and hashtag cunt sourdough. And someone replied, science. Oh my God, I'm genuinely excited to see if this works. Then she said, me too. I don't know if I plunked enough of my vag yeast into it. Time will tell. Chefs chimed in. A couple chefs signed in and said, I'm also a pro chef and I say yeast is yeast. Another person said, professional chef and avid bread baker here, you have entirely the wrong idea about what sourdough is. This is bad and will taste bad. So she says in her blog post that she'll periodically be posting updates about the bread. At the time of writing, it is still,
how long is this bitch gonna keep the bread
still firming?
Yeah, you have to time, let it sit and do its thing before you bake it.
Yeah, so maybe she's gonna serve it for Christmas.
Yeah,
she's
making fresh bread, so you have to kind of make it in the roll and then let it sit and expand.
Does she have to keep adding yeast over time?
No.
Oh.
If I have a yeast infection, the last thing I'm thinking about is making bread. Like, I can't even imagine why her first thought was not to go contact
the doctor,
physician. Yeah, like, get that shit taken care of.
And actually, you don't even have to... You don't even have to go to the doctor. Like, you can take care of that over the counter. So you
if
are.
She felt like it was a serious enough yeast infection to make sourdough. Have you taken sourdough?
So she went to the grocery store and skipped all the yeast they had. You know, they got tons of it in there. She was like, nope, that yeast is not good enough for this bread.
She's like, I have a yeast infection. Let me run down here and get some flour. I need some eggs. And like, bitch, you went in the store to get.
Like, you could have bought medicine, you filthy whore.
You had to put Vagisil on it
to make it.
Instead of butter.
Right, instead of butter. To soften it up. Girl, let's pass me some of that Vagisil. Oh my God.
She crushed the peel in it. What's happening here?
She gonna eat it. Well, anyway.
I just would also like to point out that even if she does identify as a feminist, this is not an act of feminism.
Yeah.
Nasty ass white people shit.
let's clarify that right now.
Well, I guess it's not a good time to tell you guys about my sperm sickles.
What flavor we got?
I guess we won't be eating those tonight.
No, we will not.
Those sound very curious.
Wait a minute. Y'all are filthy because Rod is saying, hey, I got sperm sickles. And the first thing Karen said is, well, what flavor you got?
It's filthy. A very Karen-specific treat.
Yeah.
Well, see, I'm not mad.
Yeah, it's not. Well, I'll tell you this. It's no discharge or anything. I mean, it's nothing. This isn't like a yeast infection, all right? This is perfectly healthy sperm.
Yeah, I'd rather have a sperm sickle in the freezer than sperm upside my head any day.
All right, let's calm down, everybody. Can you believe CJ called y'all three mature ladies later, earlier?
I'm not mature at all.
We've been making horse jokes and sperm and viral yeast jokes.
She said three mature ladies, and I'm like, who else joined us?
I was like, that is nice that CJ has another podcast.
Who are these ladies?
She's simulcasting today. Good for her.
We are. Me and Mel and Karen are three mature ladies, demure women of the cloth.
All right, let's get into our everybody's favorite segment, Fucking with Black People.
We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people.
That's right, guys. It's time to play the game that we all hate to play as black people. It's Fucking with Black People, where we read news articles from all over the globe, and we assign point scores from 0 to 100 in intervals of 25 for how much we feel fucked with. Today's contestants, everybody. That's right. The first up is, okay, so we went to the movies and saw Creed.
Mm-hmm. Which was excellent.
Yeah, I enjoy Creed a lot. I realized after I left, like, I don't think it's possible to really make a bad boxing movie. Like, it's hard. But to make a great one, even just as hard.
Even harder.
And they made a great movie. I loved it. Anyway. Gods of Egypt was a trailer that we saw. And
that so bad.
I laughed so hard. It's funny because we were in a white theater in town, and I laughed so hard, and white people wasn't even laughing because they just did not get
the jokes.
How ridiculous this trailer is. But it's a trailer called Gods of Egypt, and it stars nothing but white people and a cowering Chadwick Boseman for 10 seconds of the trailer. It's so, like, it could not be a worse trailer.
And a bunch of CGI.
Right. And now,
white people get very offended when you talk about a movie based in Africa with all white people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now for the record, I laughed so hard I might go see it because I saw Noah. I saw Noah for the same reason.
You love Noah.
Like, Noah had nothing but white people in Africa, and then motherfucking they had rock monsters and fucking
rocket launchers.
This shit had a grenade launcher and shit. I was like, none of this shit happened.
And Noah?
Yes. Listen.
That was the one with Russell Crowe, right?
Yes. If you want to see a good Impossible White Man movie, check out Noah. I have not laughed so hard in the theater in a long time. Like, I felt worse in that one because, the people in there were, like, the other people in there were, like, kind of religious as well. So my cackling was not very much appreciated. But I was like, you can't, come on, we know no rock monsters was in the fucking movie, in the book.
I keep saying rock monster and I keep thinking rock lobster, and that makes it funny.
Wait till you see the actual rock monsters. They look and talk like Decepticons, like Transformers.
Oh shit.
They're just like, yes, you have to see it. You have to see it, man.
Is this on cable yet?
It has to be.
Yeah, it's by, like, now it is.
It's gotta be 2 years old. There's no way.
Okay.
There's no way it's sold well.
Something gotta be Hulu somewhere. Amazon. Yeah.
Oh, so good. And because it's Russell Crowe, you know, he was like really trying to act.
Yes.
So like, it made it even funnier because it's like Russell Crowe talking to fucking giant rock monsters and shit. I was like, this nigga is so serious. Oh, he thought he was gonna get an award. Anyway, Gods of Egypt director and studio have apologized for their lack of diverse casting and said, we can do better.
But
you
didn't. So.
Right. Keep in mind, the movie's already out, y'all. Like, it's done. Like, it's not like they can go change it. They actually, they called it my girl, Black Girl Nerds, in this joint, where she took a picture of the, extras. In the trailer, I guess they had some behind the scenes, extra like pictures, and it's really a picture of four white dudes in Egyptian costumes with no shirts on.
It looked like they tanned,
right? Like,
yeah, okay.
Like Michael Jackson's "Remember the Time" video. Yeah. Michael Jackson's "Remember the Time" video had better casting than this movie. And I'm so serious. It was actually black people in Egypt, and for the first time ever. Gods of Egypt director Alex Proyas and film studio Lionsgate have issued apologies for the lack of diverse casting in the mythological action film, which has generated controversy for its predominantly white cast.
You don't care. We're going to get another one because you...
Well, here's the thing, though. They're assholes because they're apologizing after the fact.
Yep. Right.
But it's bigger than just the misrepresentation of Egypt, mm-hmm. because we already know those people were brown like us.
Right.
It's like you are really... eliminating and alienating black actors and you're stopping them from making money.
Yep.
It's really a commerce thing. It's like, we don't want to pay them, so we'll just hire white people because, you know.
And he would have, they would have made more money. They would have made more money. If this started, Morris Chestnut and Idris Elba as a two.
Oh my God.
They would have made so much fucking money.
I'd watch it on mute.
Right, just
fuck. Yeah.
Two bare-chested big black niggas hitting each other. People be like, so where do I, when do we show up? What time is this? And we have proof of this because black films have made money this year. Like, films that people counted out, where they were just like, well, nobody wants to see fucking the perfect guy, whatever the fuck.
War Room and all these other, yeah.
And they're all making fucking money, and then you want to have this piss poor excuse of a movie when you know it's directly placed in Africa, in Egypt, and you know it's going to be plenty of brown people that need to at least be in the cast, even if you didn't have cast the main two characters, you still would need to have a black cast surrounding them just because of the locale, and you go and cast the most generic looking white dudes
because they don't pay black people.
Yep.
They still think we don't deserve to be paid,
and they always make
us expect money,
and they always make that excuse like it won't sell overseas. I don't know if you guys understand, most of the world ain't white,
right? Yeah,
that is like the biggest, when people start talking about minorities, mm-hmm. the biggest misconception is how much of the world is not fucking white. And I don't, like, please look at Europe, people. Please fucking look at Europe and look at how fucking small Europe is.
Right.
And look at Africa and look at Asia and look at South America. Like, you've got, what do you got? Europe,
yep.
United States, and Canada.
Yep.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, the movie that made the most money last year, but it got critically panned, was Transformers. And the reason Transformers made all that money, because Michael Bay was like, oh, these Asian people are seeing this shit.
Right.
I'm going to put a samurai robot in this bitch, and we going to film the second half of the film in fucking China. Let's go.
And them people came out and watched that
made
bitch.
Made all the money. Because it was like, fuck American box office. It's like, y'all don't like my shit. Y'all think it's funny to clown me? Cool. You know who does want to see themselves in the film?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's do that. Let's just throw, like, the second act really just has, like, two Asian people in it for no reason. And you know what? Fuck it. Get that money, dog.
Mm-hmm.
So sick of them being like, well, if it don't have a white guy in it, how are we gonna make money? Like, I'll find a way. Fuck that shit.
You know, and it wouldn't surprise me if more people started doing kind of what Michael Bay is doing and start going to the outside. And what's even more fucked up is that now, depending on the movies, they will actually open and release over in Asia before they open in the United States now. Why? Because you know that's where the fucking money is.
Yep. Well, anyway, man, 100 for me.
Come back, baby.
Let me get back in here. Give me 1 second. But Karen, 0 to 100 for you are how much you feel fucked with by this late ass apology.
Listen, we don't have sound either.
Yeah, I'm. Oh yeah, it's back now.
Okay.
All right. Karen, 0 to 100.
I guess a 50 because for me, you're just a half. It's a half ass apology. No, I make it 100. It's a half ass apology. This is something that people been complaining about for a very long time, and it's like you dismiss people complaining about the previous other 15 movies that did this shit, and you go, nope, we gonna do the same goddamn thing. So yes, 100.
Siege, what about you?
Oh, 100 for sure.
Mel?
I only feel 50 only because it's what I expect. Like, it's totally what I expect. It's like the only reason I'm giving the 50 is for the apology, because what you did was actually what you've been doing. So right. The apology is the only reason I get the 50.
Yeah, I want to say 75 for myself because they do include in the apology this, hey, we need more inclusive casting, and they got Lionsgate involved, so it's not just the director saying it. So now I'm gonna.
And Lionsgate knows better because Lionsgate has done a lot. Like Lionsgate, if I'm not mistaken, that's who Tyler Perry works with.
It is.
It sure is.
So Lionsgate knows the benefit. Lionsgate knows how well black movies are doing.
Come on now.
So fuck them.
Yep. So they got them involved, and they're saying how they're gonna do better in the future and shit. And
we will see. Because
I have that addendum 25 to where I reserve the right to just add it on later. If that's bullshit.
Yeah, they're bad about this, but never change the shit.
Yeah, well, actually, I've never seen them apologize before.
That's true.
I've never seen that before. Fucking Ridley Scott and Christian Bale and those guys didn't apologize. They were just like, even after the movie made no fucking money,
they were
like, oh, well, you know, what did you expect? Well, black people would have done worse. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about? All right, and then the last fucking with black people, Providence has apparently has a dancing traffic cop, and he got fired for protesting against Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, he should have, because he probably had that fucking break dancing.
Yep. Yeah. So apparently, last month after
dance your ass to the unemployment office.
You right. can't pop lock for prejudice, you bitch ass white nigga.
appropriating all our dance moves to do traffic, and then gonna be like, we don't like y'all niggas now.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Last month after Dunkin' Donuts wrote Black Lives Matter on a officer's coffee cup. I like how they say Dunkin' Donuts like it wasn't an employee. Like it was the organization, the CEO came in, wrote
they have a case of printed Black Lives Matter cups. Yeah.
Right. They said, we will match your holiday cup, Starbucks. We like our coffee and lives black. Tony Lepore, Providence's infamous dancing cop who has directed holiday traffic in the city since 1984, organized a protest, and he was fired on Tuesday. Recent statements made by Lepore have inaccurate impression that he represented the position of the Providence Police Department. Public Safety Commissioner Stephen M. Parry said in an email statement, Mr. Lepore was not authorized to speak on behalf of the Providence Police Department, and his actions were, in my judgment, a disservice to the department and to the members of the Providence community. Lepore, 68, retired from the Providence Police Department in 1989. He has been hired by the city each year since to direct traffic downtown during the holiday season. I had a mission to make sure all police officers are treated like police officers, not like dirt. He said in last month's protest, when he called for Dunkin' Donuts to fire the worker, he characterized his own firing as very simple politics. I feel bad. I'm not going to be there anymore. He told the AP, but I had a good run. I'm known all over the country, but I wasn't doing it for myself. I was doing it for the town. It gave the town so much publicity. No one knew where Rhode Island was in 1984.
Oh, bitch, please.
What? It's on the map. It ain't going nowhere.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody knew where Rhode Island was before. Like, are you? For real.
Well, he's right. In 1994, I feel like Family Guy hadn't really taken off. But I think now that it has, we all are familiar. Anyway, 100 for that asshole.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Douche.
Yeah. Motherfuckers out here dancing. Talking about, you know, he was doing black dance moves. Because I'm like, he wasn't doing a funky chicken, doing all our moves, then talking about some, like, why y'all? I protest. All right. Let's do some Baller Alert, guys. So let's ratchet up the ratchetness.
My favorite.
Get up.
Get this song out first. Scroll down. Where we at? There we go. Yeah. Hey, yo, I'm looking for a 5-star bitch. Talk about. Just out of magazine. And a jukebox wet, and a head something fire like. Wow. Gotti, he go 12 bar. Gucci man got 9 car. We don't call him down no more. Oh, now we call him 5-star. 5-star nigga, that's a 5-star click. That's the 645. That's that new M6. Pay her bills, get her hair fixed, might even pay her rent. And the way she give it to me, of that money I'll spend. I can't even lie. I'm so super high. Do not need her when I keep her unless she is fly. Gucci man a thug beat. Yola is a scroll. See, she love me now. She loves you not. Now all my bitches love me. If y'all in Atlanta, call up Gucci girl and beat me. You can find a 5-star hotel. You can meet me. 5-star bitch. That's a 5-star bitch. And that's a 5-star. And that's a 5-star. If your credits go high, keep your nails stay fly. Keep your juice box wet and your head something fire. You a 5-star. And you a 5-star. All right. Here are the choices for the ladies.
That was my cardio.
Wait, can I tell y'all something real quick before mm-hmm. we get to the choices? I love the fact that y'all have probably like 55% white listeners and y'all play Gucci Mane.
And it's so good every time. I've never heard of
And I wonder, like, which one of your listeners are, like, at work, like, that's a 5-star bitch. Like, Brad, calm down.
Have you heard of this Gucci Mane?
He's a
interesting character.
I love
it. here are the choices, ladies. You guys agree on it, and we'll choose one. Number one, Groovy Tales, I definitely enjoyed Fetty Wap's company.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Not Fetty Wap.
Number two, Groovy Tales, another Ricardo Lockett tale. I think that guy's one of the Lockett's that plays for Seattle. I don't remember if he's the one that got his neck broke or not. Number three, let's go with Recognizing the Men Who Just Want Sex by at Proudly Lauren. And number four, Groovy Tales, Ohio State's Buckeyes, Braxton Miller.
Ooh. I'm trying to decide between Fetty and Braxton Miller. I feel like Fetty does kinky shit with his eye socket.
I'm about to beat the shit out of you, Mel. What kinky shit can you do with an eye socket?
I don't know. That's why it's kinky. I don't know everything. let's go with Braxton Miller.
Braxton Miller?
Let's watch this young man ruin his life with these hoes.
All right. CJ, what about you? What do you think?
I was going to say Recognizing the Men That Just Want to Have Sex.
Okay, we could go with that.
That's fuck shit.
Okay.
Let's go with that one.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Because it's y'all, let's do them both.
Yes.
Because it's y'all. We'll just, we'll say this is sponsored by Bevel. That's right. These salacious ass Groovy Tales and advice are brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Step up your shave game and say goodbye to razor bumps. Check out GetBevel.com today and use code TBGWT to get 20% off of your first month at GetBevel.com. That's GetBevel.com. Make sure you do that, guys, because Christmas is coming up. You can make these great Christmas gifts, and these codes work for gifts. So if you want to you can have it mailed to someone that you can't see, and then when you do see them, they'll thank you because the face is going to be looking so much smoother.
Mm-hmm.
If you go down to the hair care shaving aisle,
you'll be disappointed.
The black products always come up short.
It's like three items in an Optimum Care.
Right. Never convenient for black people to take care of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go somewhere special. But why not have that specialness shipped straight to you? And it comes with a starter kit for people that haven't used a straight razor before. You know, maybe you're worried about that. Well, it comes with a safety razor. It has shaving brushes, blades, priming oil, shaving cream, and cool restoring balm. It comes with instructions, and the instructions are so, well written. Like, you won't be confused. And once you get the little, get your little system going, you're gonna be good to go, guys. All right.
I'm buying that for bae, just so you know.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's so worth it. And I'm a woman and I haven't used it yet, but I'd be going all through Roger shit, be sniffing and smelling it because it smells so manly.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I'm sure gonna get it.
You won't have to worry about no sour smelling shirts. showing up late, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. smelling clean, show up on time. All right, so first we'll start with recognizing the men who just want sex, blogged by at Proudly Lauren. Now my favorite thing about at Proudly Lauren is she gives a lot of relationship advice, but she's clearly a very pretty woman as well, like from her picture. So I wonder if like her advice is just not necessarily the best advice sometimes.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. Well, and also the other thing I like about her is that some of her advice is like, you could tell she's talking to her older self, like her younger self. Mm-hmm. Like she used to be into some wild shit or just some ain't shit. And now she's like, this is what women need to know. I'm like, I think a lot of women know this. Anyway. So I met this seemingly amazing guy a few months back. Operative word being seemingly. He's employed, childless, ambitious, funny, and educated, all wrapped up in his perfectly chiseled caramel smooth exterior. We started off with fun dates, out to eat, bowling, movies, all the cute stuff, and eventually began having date nights at home, complete with dinner, wine, and lighting them to match the mood. After an undeniably tense and romantic date one evening, we decided to consummate the friendship. I'll spare you the details, but it was interrupt your beauty sleep to get up and cook breakfast in the morning good.
We ain't had you up at 5 in the morning cooking, did it?
I make Kool-Aid for my family. we did the do a couple more times for the next couple of weeks when out of nowhere he starts acting distant. No more jokes, no more dates, no more long conversations. Now I'm not stupid. I know he got what he wanted and then bounced. However, I was perplexed as to why he would put in all of that energy just to get some booty.
The goal is the booty, girl. So the reward is the booty.
Yeah, but I mean, it's been a lot of time together. He could have hit up Tinder.
And how you know he wouldn't get another booty while he's trying to get to yours? Mm.
That kind of sounds like new pussy. Yeah. Right.
That's when I realized I had been blinded by emotion and failed to acknowledge that there are a bunch of different ways a guy could go about getting what he wants. It's not going to be always be the obnoxiously immature guy who flat out says, I want to hit it. It can be the sweet ones too. It can, in my experience, here are the more various types of facades men use to get in the sheets. Mr. Rug Snatcher is number one.
Okay.
This type of guy plays on women's needs for exclusivity and commitment. He speaks to her hopeless romantic side, following all of the rules of courting a woman, dates, sweet promises, creating fantasies, etc. You get right past the point of liking him, approaching the cusp of becoming attached when you decide to have sex with him. Right then, he snatches the rug from under your feet, and the person you thought you liked is a distant stranger. You gotta watch out for them rug snatchers, man. They'll get you. Number two, Mr. Exclusive.
I thought rug snatcher meant something else.
Because I really did think. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought snatching the rug. Thought it rug. Was another right. thing. Yeah, wrong snatcher. Wrong rug, too.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Exclusive. There's a technique in sales where you get the person to buy by making them believe that they're missing out on an exclusive last chance deal. That's what Mr. Exclusive does. Calls you last minute on Thursday night and tells you how bad he needs you and how he won't have much time outside of Thursday to see you. If you oblige, he'll come through, get what he came for, and possibly hit you up the next month. See, I feel like this happened to her and she's just talking about
her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, she has dealt with all.
I have a different theory, but go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, what's the theory? I want to hear it, Siege.
What's her name?
Proudly Lauren.
Proudly Lauren is dead fish in the bed.
Oh,
that's not what I was gonna say, but.
Well, what about you? What do you think, Mel?
I think that some women like. Women get really upset when a man treats them well and they have sex and then they break up. And I don't understand or they stop seeing each other. I feel like if you want
my goodness, you better treat me right and act nice and take me out and do whatever the fuck. And if it's not ends, goodness, it ends.
You missing a step.
No, well, I'm not talking about her. My shit is the bomb, and that's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, like, that's what I'm saying. She might be the fish in the bed.
But no, what I'm saying is, even if he doesn't know that, what I'm saying, because, I mean, he doesn't know that before he sleeps with her. What I'm saying is women are not used to, or women like that, I'll say, are not necessarily used to men treating them well. Mm. So just because a man treats you well, that does not mean he's trying to be with you forever, baby.
Right.
That just means he's a half-decent motherfucker. And maybe you need to require that the motherfuckers that you sleep with are half decent.
Right.
It's not necessarily that just because treat you well doesn't mean marriage. Like, right. I only date men who treat me well. I'm not engaged. I'm not married, but I only date men who treat me well because when I'm spending time with you, that is how you're going to treat me. And in turn, that's how I'm going to treat you. But we gotta relax on that. Oh, if he was nice to you and then he fucked you, it's a bait and switch. No, he's just not necessarily that kind of asshole.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I think both of you guys have a point though, cause obviously, you know, if you're treating somebody well leading up to even, especially if you put in a lot of time, like she said, the first guy did, it's a good possibility he did like her. He right. did enjoy spending time with her.
Mm-hmm.
He did he did have a standard that he likes to treat women with. And all of those things to me are positive.
Yeah.
And also on the back end, if she's like after sex, he was kind of like, yeah, I don't think this.
Like a corpse.
Yeah.
I can't live with this shit.
Right. Like the phone stops ringing a little bit. Like it was mind blowing to her. Maybe it wasn't wake up and make breakfast for him. Maybe like both of those things could happen at the same time where he's like, yeah, I can't. I don't want to be in a relationship with someone I'm sexually incompatible with and I'm actually not interested anymore.
Or she went catch it crazy because people talk about how men act differently after they have sex. Some women go fucking catch it crazy.
Right.
And that's how you find people who send cheaters to look at after their boyfriend is like, okay, we only went on 2 dates. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about right now.
Oh, cheaters, so, man. I missed that show.
Yep.
So like, you have to look at like, I mean, she could just suck.
Right.
Like, it could be that she sucks. And I mean, I hate to say it like that, but, you know.
It could be.
That happens. Like, you, sometimes we, whoever, men or women, sometimes we not as bomb as we like to think.
Yep.
And so, you know, the sex could have been dope. Or the sex could have just been okay.
Right.
And
right.
I just don't want to see you anymore. And that happens.
Right.
Karen, where we go
first? And it's two, like you said, it's two sides to the relationship. And you're talking about how he changed. You never said how you might have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
this whole thing just falls completely on him.
Well, that's two more. Mr. Friend with no benefits. You and this guy, you and this guy on the same page in the beginning. Both of you agree you aren't ready for the relationship. Instead, you both decide to be friends with benefits. And after all, you'll have someone to satisfy your sexual cravings, but also have a friend to confide in and have fun with. The only problem is he has no intention on being an actual friend, and he won't be there to listen to you when you need him. He'll be present for the sex, and when you find that you need his friendship, he won't be around.
What does she expect that to be?
We're the rest.
Okay, so let's talk about what friends with benefits is.
Friends with benefits. Why don't have no friends?
Yeah,
yeah. Dick and your friendship from two different places. You don't have to put that all-consuming label on anybody where they need to be there to listen to you. Maybe you don't want to listen to your funky ass.
Your friend who fucks you is your boyfriend.
Right.
There you go.
Right. Like you. That's actually like
your friend.
Right. You actually wanted a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like you switched, like y'all were on the quote unquote same page at the beginning because he was concentrating on the benefits and you was concentrating on the friend.
Right.
But he clearly was on some like, we're going to be fucking and you know, friends with benefits relationship. And then you were like, yeah, so that means you want to hear me talk about my issues with my mother? It's like, no.
No, I do not, as a matter of fact. I am not interested in you or your ball mouth mama.
Wait, and do that at brunch with your homegirls. Like,
yeah.
You already have friends.
Yeah, and that was just the opposite of the agreement.
Right.
Like the agreement, friends with benefits is tongue in cheek for we're not actually friends.
Right,
like,
we're fuck buddies.
We're gonna be cordial to each other, casual to each other, and we're gonna fuck. But I understand that if you say, hey man, I gotta get up early, I will leave and there'll be no hard feelings. I understand if someone else is coming through and we can't get up, there can't be any hard feelings there. And if that starts to be the case, we can't really kick it anymore.
Nope.
But that also means that you need to understand that I might want to play fucking Xbox and not hear about how Thanksgiving went. Like, you know what I mean? Like, both of those things.
Yeah, that's the other thing now, like, you have to, if you're about to play Xbox and we're just like on FWB status, you gotta put me the fuck out. Because also, like, sitting and laying all up on you after we done fucked and you playing Xbox, that's girlfriend shit.
Right.
So we gotta clarify that too.
Exactly. So I
think that when you have a situation where it's just friends with benefits, like, the most you can expect is, like, if you're going to stop and get some food on your way over here to fuck, yeah, ask me if I want some.
Right.
If I have like a serious emergency, like, right, my tire is flat, then I should be able to call you and say, hey,
yeah,
I need help. But outside of that, like, me calling to tell you that me and my brother got in an argument and all of that bunch of bullshit, well, that's where you're.
Yeah. You got to be careful. And that's the thing. Like, you got to be careful fucking your actual friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if that is somebody that you've decided, like, I just, like, I want this friendship to be valuable, you might not want to throw a sexual relationship on top of that, because if the sexual relationship doesn't work out, it can endanger the friendship part.
Destroy. Yeah,
you're actually, yeah, you're either going to end up in an accidental relationship or you are going to demolish the right friendship, because somebody, I don't care who, and it's not about catching feelings, and I kind of hate that term because right, it makes feelings sound like a disease, but like, somebody is going to feel something. Like, when you're intimate with this person constantly, like, especially if they know you as a friend, because they know, like, your exes and your secrets and stuff like that. So that gets a little hairy when, yeah, like, actual friend, that, like, that's either going to become a boyfriend or an ex that you hate.
Right. It's hard to just go back. You know what, yeah, I'm saying? And she sounds like she really did expect the friendship.
Yeah, you do not have to pay friends with benefits back. Not if you coming in my house and using my AC and drinking my Kool-Aid and getting this good pussy, you don't. You gonna give me my nuggets.
Right.
That's gonna give me $5. You got the game fucked up, future super villain.
He wants his money back. He wants the nuggets back.
You got the game.
Yeah. Oh, so, man, I be hearing, man, when I see relationship rules Twitter, I just be so happy to be not in the game. Cause I can't
have the truth.
The rules change too much for your boy. It's like playing Monopoly in somebody else's house. I don't know what y'all like to. I'm like, y'all do what now? Y'all, okay, so nobody.
I ain't paying for no damn nuggets. You could tweet, you could type it all you want. Ain't nobody getting no nugget money back. Yes, I'm being petty.
Right. I'll knock my nuggets on the floor and yours too.
Nobody got nuggets.
Hey, this nigga keeping. Hey,
ain't no nuggets, bitch.
Hey, future supervillain be keeping a tab in his house. He be like, now
I want her 20-piece meal.
Yeah, before you get out of here, you had two glasses of water.
He probably put in a spreadsheet and submitted like an expense report.
Yeah, he give you a bill. He give you a bill.
He
like
voice you.
That was two. That was two handfuls of Chex Mix. I noticed that.
Exactly. You gonna be short $5 and unfucked.
Exactly.
He like, that was three bottles of water.
Right. You
cheap bastard. Super cheap. That's
I noticed.
Yeah. You're not to run me an invoice for popcorn chicken?
No.
Nigga. That's why he a villain.
Exactly.
That's why he's not a hero.
Exactly.
I noticed that you put some of your clothes in with my wash when I
each one of those Tide Pods represents 47 cents, and I'm gonna have to kind of get my money back.
I will put this on your tab and we'll settle up at the end of the month.
Oh yes, he definitely turns off all the heating and cooling when his fuck buddies come over. I know. I can't.
I mean, they're sweating and shit.
When he
everything shuts down, it's like, why is it? Like, he got candles thinking it's romantic, and it's no, he don't want to use his electricity bill on you.
No, as soon as he opens the door for you, you be like, hurry up and get in here. You're letting all my heat out.
You can only watch like the public television stations. Like, he has the cable, but you're not allowed to watch no Cinemax.
If you want to watch Netflix, you better bring your own password.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. I noticed you partook in some of the pay channels. You can watch.
He gives you a hotel. He gives you a hotel folio.
Yes. At the end of your stay, you go.
He gives it to you. He emails it to you.
He
You're gonna wake up.
You want to be friends with benefits? I'm gonna need to keep a credit card number.
You don't realize that the benefits was like insurance benefits.
In case you go over your bill, you
gonna want no dick with a co-payment. I'm sorry.
No, you gonna be in the bathroom. He gonna slide that bill up underneath the door like they do in the hotel room. You gonna, what the fuck is this? I'm in here shitting and you gonna slap me a goddamn bill.
When you leave it, he tosses it in the window.
Oh my god.
You gonna go to your car, it's gonna be taped to the window. You gonna look up, get ready to pull off, be like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, you are terrible. And that'll be $8 for overnight parking.
He got a square on his phone. It's like, let me tell you something, motherfucker. You're not swiping my credit card with the same phone I put two nudes on. You are mistaken.
You've
lost your damn mind.
Y'all literally have me sweating. Oh, shit. Oh my god.
So that's gonna teach his motherfucking cheap ass.
Right, I know. Don't go take no shower. I'm gonna charge for the water. I'm gonna charge for the hand racks.
Is he on Twitter? I'm gonna warn everybody. Right. Not access to your vagina.
Oh, they stealing all the towels over at FSV house. Oh, they packing all his towels up. Oh my god.
All the pretty soaps. Take them out.
Do you have like the little soap and,
the little travel size? Take them all.
He probably got a vending machine for shit and it's not 75
cents. He got a mini bar for sure.
Oh, nigga, don't want the chicken nugget money back. Come on. Like,
god.
Jesus.
I know you like some extra sauces, so I had to get you an extra sauce. And you can charge $5 for sauce. Like, nigga. It's you,
I know it was the dollar menu, but I work for that dollar.
You want anything from the store?
I would face push a nigga if he asked me for his nugget money back.
Right. The Wi-Fi password, that's going to be extra.
He's going to charge you for that, too.
Right. This is a 3G house. Okay?
You know how you go to the spa and they have like the spa menu with all the fees? That's what's on his bedroom door.
He got one of the mini fridges. Mm-hmm. I noticed you went in the mini fridge. Okay. I guess I see.
Do you also charge for services rendered? Like, do you charge for sexual services rendered?
Let's see. That was
rabbit hole. If sex was worth paying for, he wouldn't be invoicing for all of
that's true. That's true.
I'm trying to find out if we've gone from friends with benefits to sex work. I just want to know how we making it.
He's like, now see, that was two orgasms at 15
he's
apiece.
He's got a menu of services. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a spa menu.
In addition to the groceries, I ate the booty like groceries. so we're going to have to charge that up too.
You just double the grocery bill.
Right.
No.
Yeah, I just like the idea that he'd be at the store, like it's convenient. Like, you want anything from the store? Yeah, that's so kind of you. Can you give me some apple juice? Then he text you later. That'll be $3.75 plus tax.
Exactly.
Like, hold up now.
We use one of those condoms. I think you should pay half.
Just petty for no reason.
Oh. So, Mr. Devastated is the last person. This man plays on our instinct to want to care for those in need. He'll pretend to be hurt, devastated, or tormented by something going on in life. It could be his crazy ex, his stressful job, or back pain. Whatever it is.
Back pain.
Who is fucking niggas with back pain?
I don't know.
I have fucking niggas with back pain.
Yeah, that seemed counterproductive as fuck.
Let's not get judgy.
Yeah, that seemed counterproductive.
When I have back pain, that's the first thing I try to do. That's the pain out.
First, yes.
Yeah. Knock the kinks out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like a nigga with a weak back is getting action like this.
Sometimes you gotta get up on that thing and be a friend. I'm a friend, Rod.
Okay, all right. No, I did not know. I thought that would be a negative mark.
No, see, he got back pain. It don't mean I got back pain.
Yeah, well,
see, because once you get to a certain age, dude, if you get the right woman, you're not doing the fucking. She fucking you back. It ain't one side fuck.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, keep your back strong, man, because that's. You never know when you're going to need that shit. Moving furniture, fucking women. Like, you can't be out here with a hurt back trying to advertise for some
pussy. Go to chiropractor.
Like, who's... Like, I don't know. I did not realize that could be an attractive quality. I just assumed the, my back is hurting would be like, oh, so then we can't... No fucking then for you. Okay.
Okay, so it was nice knowing you.
I just feel like it would be like if a woman was like, my vagina is hurting today. I'd be like, oh, so then no fucking today. Oh, understood. We'll find something else to do. Right? We can go to a movie. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like I've done enough, so I don't want to say
like,
more.
I'll put it this way.
I'm in trouble.
If like somebody was like, my hip is hurting. I have my doctor told me I need to stay off my hip. I'll be like,
you got to roll on the side.
Okay. All right. Hey, I see y'all. I see the game has changed out here. like I said.
Different. Welcome to 35 and up.
Yeah.
I mean, cause.
So maybe it's like a lot of niggas will hurt.
Something is always hurting.
It's a lot of niggas out here with their backs hurt?
I mean, occasionally.
Huh.
Time.
Write in, guys. If you're if your back hurt and you out here using that to get some pussy, write in. Let us know what that life is like. I'm interested to know. I can't imagine that working.
Might hurt, but his mouth feels just fine.
He like, my dick work. You come in and lay on this dick.
Basically.
I'm just trying.
And my back ain't got nothing to do with
it. I've actually heard that before.
I'm just trying to picture like weak back strokes, man. Hey, I'm not judging, guys. Do what you gotta do.
You're not judging.
If you got a weak back, do what you gotta do.
You sounded mad judging, but okay.
Hitting it from the back like, ouch.
Sometimes do a little more work.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe that make you more gentle. Maybe make you take your time. Man, I can see how
you
that
ain't
can
got
work.
No choice.
I remember we went down my aunt's house a long time.
There are a lot of ways you can be a friend. That's all I'm saying.
When we were kids, I remember we had to go visit my aunt, and like her boyfriend at the time was staying there, and we was like sleeping in the living room or whatever. And so the next day we got up, and we were like, "Yo, where's Mike?" She was like, "Oh, he's not coming out. He can't come out." And we was like, "Okay, all right, cool." So he didn't come out for like most of the weekend. And so we get to like Sunday, and he's walking around the house like, barely schooling like an old man. I'm like, "Yo, Mike, what happened to you, dog?" He's like, "Oh man, I blew my back out." We was like, "When? Like, nigga, we didn't do. You were fine Friday night. Then we didn't see you till Sunday morning." And he was like, "Must have been when I went bowling." I was like, "Nigga, we didn't go bowling." Like, then
put that thing on him.
All right, when I got older, I was like, "Oh, this nigga fucked his back up, fucking damn."
And it's like, "Oh, Auntie Pussy popped severely."
Right, threw his back out, man. Oh,
she
man,
she gave him that work.
Hey, that's man. Right. Come on, Auntie.
Hey, hit the weights, fellas. Don't let that be you. So he definitely laughed at Mike.
So what else is alarming?
Once you agree to help his stress go away, you'll go away with it.
Whoa.
Oh, Lord.
So once he gets his back back, he's going to fuck some other women, guys. No matter the facade, my biggest lesson will be to always be aware of what you want. And don't be blinded by lust like I was. If you want something serious with a guy, have serious expectations for him. And be patient and conscious of his intent. If a guy wants nothing more than to hit it, you'll know. Here are the comments.
Listen, Lauren. Okay, go ahead.
Lauren needs a purple suit. Remember when a pimp named Slickback came out with a purple suit?
Yes.
For Tom? That's what Lauren needs. Lauren needs a nigga in a purple suit to just get her mind right. Because, baby girl, it's you. Like,
it's
I don't even know how to say it. It's you.
She does
it's
have
like
a lot of
like, four reasons why niggas so the love dude her can't after be a they got some pussy, and all those reasons was not the fact that her pussy is trash.
You can't be a human. Like, he can't. But if a dude can't have back pain, I don't know what his life is about.
And it's like maybe every relationship is not going to be a long term relationship. Like,
right.
I hate your especially young women. They look at every guy that they start dating and have chemistry with as this is my future husband, and that's not necessarily the case. And it's okay to like date people, have some dating experience. It don't work like everybody is not going to be Rod and Karen.
And well, also for her, like how many men as probably Lauren like had, if they were writing a blog post, they'd be like, "Oh, watch out for the women that just want to go on nice dates and don't give you no pussy and shit like that." Where you like. That's just, you didn't have a love connection, guys. It didn't work out. Like, it's not always about a personal, like, failing. Sometimes two people just don't have the right chemistry going on.
Yeah, and it's, she's kind of scorned. Probably, Lauren, you are hurt.
Yeah.
And maybe he met a girl who was better suited. Like, that happens.
Right.
And it hurts your feelings, and I'm not saying you shouldn't be hurt about by it, because it's happened to me before.
It's but happened to that, me, too.
That doesn't mean that he's bad or that somebody is running game on you. Every time something does not go your way, that does not mean that somebody was running a game for you on you. That just means it wasn't your turn, mama.
And specifically to these examples she gave, she never showed one where someone lied to her.
Yeah, nobody lied.
Everybody seemed to be upfront, like, yo, maybe my back is hurting and I need some pussy, but that don't mean we getting married. The Red Giant says, maybe the guy was a nice person and genuine, then he met a girl and she broke his heart. So after that, he decided to break hearts in the future to protect his own. Just a theory.
Oh, God.
Oh, I hate them.
I mean, I know dudes like that, but they're a whack.
He's a whack ass nigga. Oh, okay. Yeah. Uniquely _ Humble says, great post. I previously dated a Mr. Devastated. Thank God for growth. V says,
well, I would like to reiterate that one of the devastating things was back pain. Like, right. I just need to, like, the fact that she used back pain is
something you can't control.
I didn't know that was a thing that made people attracted to you. Like, girl, my back hurts so much. I just want to love him.
I gotta stay with him, because if I don't stay with him, his back is gonna get worse.
How's he gonna reach the top shelf of his cabinet? Without me.
If you're not sure of his intention, just buy that nigga a Motrin and keep it pressing.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're gonna have a bad back with you or without you. V says,
not unless you are you a living Vicodin? Cause I doubt it.
Yeah, maybe she was walking on his back. I don't know. Well written, and I agree. All dudes have the same mo, so it's important to be aware. Lauren replied to the first dude. So she's replying to her post. She says, good theory. Previous heartbreaks can make a lot of things possible. However, I don't think it's fair to inflict pain on someone else. To V, she says, awareness can help a lot of people, especially me in this particular case. She also says to Uniquely Humble, thank you, love. I've never dealt with Mr. Devastated, so I'm sure you could probably teach me a thing or two, LOL.
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll learn all about him yourself, Lauren. You make terrible decisions.
Allie in Wonderland says, I want to add my ex on this on Instagram, but that would be messy? ? Yes.
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 Yes. Girl, what the fuck?
Was that rhetorical?
How are your exes still alive?
Why do you?
I would like to repeat, like, my exes, I have an inordinate amount of exes who are just dead. Like, it's
they're
like,
dead.
Mm-hmm. It did. Like, I don't know how is the I think he's in the cemetery. You should probably ask his mom.
Keeping up with that, right. Instagram.
I only talk to two exes, and one of them I have a child with, so I don't have an option. Like, how many of your exes are you
keeping up with their Instagram, tagging them to shit? Bunny D. Wabbit says, if everyone that got their heart broken ran around breaking hearts, there'd be no love left in the world. What Carlos said was an excuse guys use to explain away their bad behavior. V says, LOL, Ally, it would be a little messy, but go for it. So she said, actually do tag that dude in the Instagram post.
That is your core audience. There you go.
Yep. This is why we on Ball Alert. Sandy Cheek says, it's a good thing the dude I'm talking to doesn't even mention the word sex. Although I was curious about his sex life, given the fact that he is 9 going on 10 years older than me. Plus, he's very picky when it comes to sexual partners.
Because he's gay. Next.
Now, yeah. He's not mentioning sex to you because
he's going in man, but he's a homosexual.
He don't want you.
Is his name Miles?
With his baby mama. Have you been to his house? Oh,
that's also true.
He don't need you for sex.
Is his name?
He's got somebody living with him providing that.
Is his name Miles? Does he hang out with a guy named Milan? Does.
Oh, no.
Does he have a rap career?
I knew a girl who was, like, she was engaged to this guy, and she was very happy because she was, like, super religious or whatever, and she was always bragging about he never tried anything with her, and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, okay. Yeah, he likes men.
Oh, there you go.
Right.
He likes men, so that's why
he had the wrong plumbing. Yeah.
He does not want the things that you have.
Yeah. Well, it happens. Yeah. All right. Hating as Terrell Jones. We're getting an echo somewhere. Hold on. 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, it's gone. All right. Hating as Terrell Jones gave his two cents. The problem is black women are still fucking out swag, while most other women in other races are fucking who they can build a strong foundation with. Black women want light-skinned niggas, pretty-eyed niggas, swagged-out niggas, and show-off-ass niggas. Women,
niggas.
Dog niggas. Jewish niggas. Women have made men the greatest actors on earth because they say they want the truth. But once you tell them the truth, they shoot you down and you have no chance with them. But if you tell them what they want to hear, you get the draws, as Tommy from Martin would say. Women with...
And now I'm going to go put some water in Buck Nasty's mama's ball.
I hate all of you.
If ever I read a comment and believed that the person immediately dropped their electronic device and went to masturbate in peanut butter while crying. That guy.
He's like sitting on a forklift at his temp job. Like, and another thing. You bitches.
Oh, no.
He's not even done. He got more.
He got more, y'all.
Women would be okay if they stopped trying to fuck who everybody else is fucking. Case in point, The Game and Chris Brown. They're rich, but they both are women beaters and stay getting into physical altercations. Hopefully, more men would do like me and trick a woman out of her pussy by any means necessary.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Apparently, people know who this person is.
Hating ass Darrell Jones leaves comments on pretty much every post on here.
Yes, he does.
And he is always very upset.
And mad.
Oh, Allie in Wonderland responded to Terrell, you have mother issues. I'm sorry your mother abandoned you as a child, called you a slave monkey, probably let her friends blow weed in your face, and then raped you as a child. Jesus. I'm sorry your mother hurt you, but please go seek help and stay off of Baller Alert with your negative, depressing self-hatred, black woman bashing ass. I'm tired of your shit, and I need Boss to block your ass from ever posting again. And you can talk shit to me all you want. It will only prove and validate my point, and I won't even bother responding. You're pathetic. Sean. Lord. I guess he changed his name from Sean to Red Giant. He said, dang, this got out of hand quick. I never tricked a woman for sex. In my case, sex is very easy to get. It's what comes after that makes things go wrong. Some women are overzealous about being in a committed relationship, and they may assume sex automatically makes the relationship official. But not everyone agrees with such a view. I'm married with 3 kids, so I don't have a valid perspective on this. Well, it's kind of weird that he said sex is so easy to get. Mm-hmm. He's married with kids.
With 3 kids. If you don't have a valid perspective, then why'd you write a whole paragraph?
Right.
Well, that's a little... Tell him to call me. Yeah. He sounds like my kind of fellow.
Could have no commented that, buddy. Sean says, I've been... By the way, I love that this post has the most men commenting of anything we've ever read on here.
Yes, anyway, it does.
Sean says, I've been all these men at one point in my life.
I've been drinking.
I played on women's vulnerability most of my teens and early 20s. I realized that I was raised by a strong woman, and to give my heart to one woman was my real aspiration. I agree, if a man wants to have intercourse, women can sense it, but all the power in a woman is in the woman's mind. It's up to y'all if we get in or not. And Terrell Jones just replies, at Allie, stop trolling people all the damn time.
Oh, she trolling, right?
She trolling. Not hating ass Terrell Jones and all that hating he does constantly on everybody's posts. And then the other one was Braxton Miller, right? Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what Braxton's talking about in his group of tail romp. And we'll wrap up after this with some sore ratchetness, all right? Group of tails, Ohio State Buckeyes, Braxton Miller. This Saturday morning, oh, this is short as fuck. Okay. This Saturday morning, Group of Tail is a short and sweet one about Ohio State quarterback Braxton Miller. College players get groupie love too. Disclaimer, Group of Tails are submitted by our readers. We cannot confirm 100% accuracy of any story posted. Do you have any juicy stories you'd like to share? Send them over to 118@ballalert.com. You can remain anonymous. I love football, and yes, he's the reason. Braxton Miller is literally the sexiest alive in my book, especially after he gave me that dick.
Okay.
Why did she put it in caps too?
Ooh, it was good.
It was bomb.
It was real good when you put it in caps.
Right. That's every man's aspiration.
And when
now.
You say that, oh.
Right.
That's it.
That's like, them.
Oh, he's a cutie pie. I've never seen a picture of him.
That's like Dim Thrones and Day Walking, right? It's like, mm-hmm. You know it's good. You put that dick. We meet in Miami a few months back, but I've known him through his ex-girlfriend, Desma. Anyways, he was dealing with another chick while he was in Miami named Morgan, but that didn't stop me from riding that big old dick that
man
has. This is a
snitching ass bitch. God
damn.
And a
raggedy ass. Yeah.
This is actually passive aggressive about his, the other women.
She
named their names. Yeah, she named their names and let them know, like, I still fuck y'all,
man. Yes, Tanika Davis, I just want you to know that I was in Miami and you thought you had that sewed up. I was on it, bitch. I was on it.
And you know I know what I'm talking about because I put dick in caps.
Oh,
like, yeah, you know what? To Morgan and Desma, they somewhere like, she must have got it. Like, she put it in caps.
That's a sick feeling when you see somebody talking about your favorite dick. It's like, oh.
Yeah. You know if you dating. You know if you dating.
That is him. He does have
You know if you dating a caps like dick, nigga. You know
correct.
It.
Caps like dick.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
God damn, I can't even get my voice back. You know. We met in the club, then left and went back to his hotel. He started touching on me. I started giving him head, even deep throat. It actually made him moan. We were kissing and touching, end up in the bed. He asked me to ride his dick. So I did. Then you started hitting it from the back. Definitely his favorite position. That dick was amazing. And did
that's
I mention?
That's his favorite position because he likes to think about Desmond and Morgan, but go ahead.
And did I mention that it was huge? It's above average and he knows how to use it. I'm always rocking my number 5 jersey. Go Bucks! And comments in the chat from Ball Alert were only 6 comments. A Simple Bijou says, rolling on the floor laughing smiley face, and says, something must have been good if she's typing in tongues. Sandy Cheek says, no self-control whatsoever, disgusting. Really? All right, Sandy, why are you on this site?
Chad,
right, I'm gonna read Groovy Tales and be upset about the lack of self-control.
Sandy is like the guy that goes on Bourbon Street with the Bible sign.
This is disgusting. Look at these prostitutes. Let me see your titties. Look at these prostitutes. Paused a lot of you. Here's some beads. Chad says, LOL, am I the only one that feels this was aimed more at the girlfriend and not us readers? Short and sweet, huh? Sandy Cheek says, now that you mention it, Chaz, it does feel that way. Heaven So Extra says, he's cute. I go to Estheology School on OSU campus, so I see the players a lot. She gonna try to fuck him.
Because
she know he has cap lock. Right. He was walking around here screaming at all caps dick. Shit. let me find out. That's she about to be in his classes. Scarlet
be on the football team. Oh, right. Yeah,
you need a tutor for something. Scarlet Pumpernickel says, this does seem .7 periods sus. So I guess it's suspect somehow. Anyway, that's all for Groovy Tales today.
You a five-star bitch, you a five-star bitch, you a five-star bitch, I need a five-star bitch, I need a five-star bitch, I wrote a five-star bitch. It's your boy, Yo Gotti, I do grade A shit, I'm the realest nigga walking, and it's the remix, and I'm still out here looking for a five-star chick. When I catch her, I'ma bless her with a five-star kid. She a natural born hustler, she ain't chasing no suckers, only mess with real niggas, she ain't never fucking bustin', so the cars in your jury, that shit really don't excite her. All you hating assholes in the club won't fight her. She was born in the 8th, went to school in D.C. Got a job in Dallas, Texas, then she moved to Tennessee. If you ain't a 5-star, shorty, go ahead, face it, fake Gucci, fake Louis, shorty, that'll make your basic. It ain't a 5-star,
it ain't a 5-star. All right. Now it's time to get into the last thing. Because we don't have time for football's coming on. I don't have time for Guess the Race, guys. I'm sorry. We'll do it tomorrow. But we do have time to talk about sword ratchetness because I'll make the time for justice.
Yes.
Oh, God.
That's the one that gets me. Because you can always tell right when he got fucked up.
It takes so long. Whoever made that sound effect could have shaved a smooth 10 seconds off of it. But it's cool. I like it. I always get a drink of water between it. Anyway, a disturbed man swings a sword at customers in New York City and threatens to kill himself.
Oh, shit.
In New York City, a man that was swinging a samurai sword terrified customers this Friday.
Oh, God.
According to CBS2 Matt Kazar, the man started swinging a sword as he walked back and forth on a staircase in an Apple store that is on the ground floor of the General Motors building. The man was swinging a sword and threatening to kill himself. The incident took place around 4 p.m.
Oh, he did on Black Friday too?
No, the Friday before last.
Okay.
This is an older story. Nancy Birnbaum, who is a lawyer in New York and lives nearby, told the New York Post she was browsing at the Apple store when she noticed the man swinging a sword on the staircase. According to a report from the police, he was swinging a sword at customers. Police also stated the man threatened suicide before drawing the sword and whirling it around. The 30-year-old man, Su Xin, guess the race, Asian, who had a hat on and wore sunglasses, dropped the sword once on the stairs, but then he picked it up and continued swinging it around as he walked back and forth on the store spiral staircase. I thought he was doing some sort of performance art, but then he pulls out this sword with a huge 2-foot-long blade, and it was dead obvious it was a real sword.
Sounds like one of my dates.
Right. You know, he might have been preparing for the Badlands. He was like, my show coming out. I've never been so terrified in my life. He pulled his sword out and everybody got back. I honestly thought that was it. Must have been a cast lock sword.
I have definitely a cast lock sword. It really sounds like I know this guy.
Oh, that's not good.
No. I think I took classes on his canvas.
I'm sorry.
Customers initially thought the man was a performance artist as he swung the sword, but then they got scared when he started swinging it at customers. Right? They was like, I don't think they part of the performance.
Right, they look kind of scared.
But that tells you what type of place New York is, that you see a guy swinging a sword, and you're like, oh, this must be a show. Right. This must be a show.
Well, right. Actually, here's an opportunity for us to squeeze in some Guess the Race, because if you're swinging a sword and you're white, people are like, he's really a thespian.
No, I think he's Asian. Right?
Yeah, his name is who? His name is Su Shine.
His name is who?
H-S-U-C-H-I-E-N. So shame. He also, you can catch him
learn tonight. How to read like that and watch a lot of anime.
You can also catch him tonight at 10 p.m. on AMC.
Yes, get killed.
Right. Let's see. So he then pulls out this sword. I mean, I'm telling you, the blade was this big, said Nancy Birnbaum, as she held her arms far apart.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, it was Melanie, big.
Girl, it was
and heavy.
Big. And long.
It made a noise. He put it on a table and it went
and strong. It's a shing.
He also began counting down as though he had a bomb, terrifying customers and making them start running for the exits.
Lord have mercy.
I would have grabbed the iPhone on the way out. Like, oh shit, I was so scared. He then...
Well, that'll give you an excuse to run through them doors. They'll be like, do not exit. The alarm will go off. Fuck that. Right. I'm running straight through that bitch.
He was right on top of me on the glass stairs, so I basically looked up, and all I saw was him swinging a sword at people.
This sounds like I know this guy. I can't... I'm sorry.
Lois Apollo was the witness who said that, and Apollo said customers rushed to the emergency exits. When the man counted out loud like he had a bomb, he instead got on his knees and tried to puncture himself with the sword. Oh, seppuku.
Oh, he fell?
So he was going to kill himself? What kind of samurai shit is this? He started
counting. He failed.
Right. Who did he fail? I have failed the emperor. Like, no, nigga. It's America. It's
I failed the tribe.
He started to, like, what?
God,
What feudal lord was he upset by?
Right. He's like, I cannot return to my clan.
He has taken my wife. He started to count upwards from 1 till 10. The blade must have been, I don't know, I mean, 2 feet, 23 inches curved. Oh, he didn't even do it with the right kind of blade.
It wouldn't be straight.
Yeah, it's got, it's supposed to be a small, it's a small sword you kill, you disembowel yourself with.
Oh.
By the way, that's the worst way to do suicide. Fuck that.
You said it was
a because curve. There's no guarantee that you actually gonna die. You might
you're just gonna have all your shit fall out.
Yeah, in traditional seppuku, you supposed to have, like when a samurai does it, you're actually supposed to have another nigga that has a sword that cuts your head off after you do that so that you don't lay there and bleed out for hours.
Yeah.
He had no plan, as we can see.
He was just high.
He was just,
yeah, he's on that K2.
He was on that shit. The blade must have been, I don't know, I mean, 2 feet, 23 inches curved, said one witness. He was flailing. He wasn't, but thank God he wasn't on the floor. And people were petrified. He was en route to coming onto the floor, said another. As Shin continued to swing the sword, it slipped out of his hands, which, what? Man, come on.
Slipped out of his hands.
Which allowed two off-duty NYPD officers to tackle the man and take him into custody. Shortly after the incident happened, the police officer said he appeared to be emotionally disturbed. No injuries were reported at the scene, and the man's name was not immediately known. Shin was taken to Bellevue Hospital for evaluation. He was charged with menacing and criminal possession of a weapon. Witnesses say the incident only lasted a few minutes, and the store remained open throughout the ordeal. Who's the person that's like, hey, man, can I just check out, man? I got my shit.
That's very New York. It's like, yeah, there's a nigga swinging a sword, but I have to get back. It's my lunch hour and it's 12:58.
Right. So I just came here to get some socks. Can you just ring up this one?
I just need a new charger. I just don't see why I can get a charger.
In the background.
It's mayhem on the first floor, but we on the third floor. So can I just get my fucking charger?
He ain't made it up here to the register yet. Come on, dog. And then in the background, you just say, 10, 9, 8. I'm like, come on, man, we got 8 seconds.
New Yorkers do not give a fuck. They do not give a fuck. You could be counting down till doomsday. They just want the fucking line to move.
Right. You gonna run my credit card bill or what? Oh, okay, I got
you. Just gonna stay in here. We just gonna stay, because I can stay in here as long as you stay in here.
Witnesses say that it only lasts a few minutes. Friday evening, uniformed police officers and security patrolled the plaza along Fifth Avenue. I've been in New York for 9 days now, said tourist Joel Glazer. You see something new every day, but this is shocking. He's like, I saw pizza rats. It was crazy.
Shit never closes here.
The incident did not deter people from visiting the Apple store, which was packed for the rest of the night.
I know it was.
Of course it was. That's the spot now.
Right. Oh, man. Was you here? Did you see it? Anyway, you guys, even if you're in the Apple store, this is why we need sword. We need sword laws, sword registration, really, man.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have these guys out here swinging at the Apple store. You just try and get your iPhone 6 replaced because, you know, the screen always cracked. And now you're getting a sword swung at you. It's not fair.
Nope.
Make sure you guys are checking out The Good and Terrible Show on the Cold Slither Network.
Yes.
Okay, guys. I feel like you should all be listening to the stuff over there.
Because we're kind and loving, and we do a lot of work for the poor, and a lot of spiritual healing goes on The Good and Terrible Show, and we talk about butt sex.
Right.
Lots of sex lots of prayer and butt sex.
Lots of prayer and butt sex, which related if you've ever had butt sex.
And you get to find out what's going on with How to Get Away with Murder.
Mm-hmm.
You get to find out what's going on with sports. Y'all got a sports show over there now, Mel?
Yeah, we've got two. We've got Know the Score that actually we release those shows on Sunday mornings. And we've got Gridiron Gals that their shows release on Wednesday. That's Chelsea and Rita, my boos, who I love. So, I mean, I love all my Cold Slither fam, but Chelsea and Rita are my wives.
Well, look, anytime y'all, whenever y'all ready to shoot the shit about some sports, invite me over there.
We're going to have to make arrangements for you, because I think we record at the same time. So
I'll figure something out.
We'll work it out.
I'll talk to the boss. She behind me. I'll talk to the boss.
Ask your supervisor if you can get the day off.
Right. I'll put in some PTO if I can hang out with y'all, man.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, I kind of have a little pull over there. I could maybe move the show around.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe I might do this one.
So make sure you guys check out Mel and Siege. Also on Twitter, beauty_Jackson mm-hmm. is Mel, and Siege is I'm just C, C-E-E-J on Twitter. And like I said, check out the show. We'll be back tomorrow. I don't know what the fuck we're gonna be talking about, but we're gonna be talking about it. Yep. Cause there was actually a ton of shit we didn't get to. Just a ton of shit, because I like talking to these people so much. Mm-hmm. And get your fantasy lineup straight, and we'll see you guys next Monday. And until then, I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah.